The following is a presentation of Naturals Baseball on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network.
At the wall, it's gone! Bobby Witt Jr., three-homer game. Double-A baseball cannot contain MJ Melendez. Let's take a trip around the bases with Bobby Witt Jr. Hit plate into a dive, and again he makes an incredible catch. Scott Gorman's waving around Brewer Hitlin. The throw home, Hitlin slides in safely, and the Astros walk it off. Fly ball deep into left field. Right field back onto the warning track. At the wall, and it's gone! Brewer Hitlin, his second grand slam in Wichita this season. It clears the bases and gives the Naturals a 5-1 lead in the fourth. Lost the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals, your 2021 AA Central Champions.
Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball is brought to you by Harvest Bank, by Coca-Cola, by Tyson Foods, by Professional Business Systems, by Unified Financial Credit Union, by Window World, by Indigo Sky Casino, by Walmart, by Straight Lawns and Gardens, by Beaver Water District, by Midwest Block and Brick, by the Scott Family Amazium, by Firehouse Subs, by Pickett Construction, by Stanley Steamer, by Plaza Tire Service, by John's Quality Roofing, by Today's Leaners, by the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith, by the 188th Wing Arkansas Air National Guard, by XNA and Breeze Airways, by Golf USA, and by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. The countdown is on to Naturals Baseball. Now, let's go inside the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, hello again, friends. So glad to have your company on a Wednesday night in North Little Rock from Dickie Stevens Park. Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball is on the air here on the Naturals Baseball Network. Well, we're counting down to first pitch on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. My name's Nicholas Batters. Just an absolute treat to have you along with us tonight. And the Naturals really need a win tonight, coming off of a tough loss yesterday. And when I say tough, I mean really, really tough. 5-0 the Naturals lead halfway through the game at the middle of the fifth inning. The Travelers, 2 in the 5th, 2 in the 6th, and 2 in the 7th to tie the game at 6 all after the Naturals added a little bit of insurance in the top of the 7th inning. So it's tied at 6 going into the 10th inning, and the Travelers win it on a walk-off single from Zach DeLoach. Marcelo Martinez was brilliant. 4 scoreless innings, allowed just 1 base runner, a double in the 2nd inning. He struck out 5. Now, it was kind of rough for Dante Biasi and Stephen Woods Jr., but Walter Pennington came in a real pickle in the 7th inning with the game tied, got a double play. He actually induced 3 double play balls over 3 1/3 innings. A tough luck loss, as he did all he could in his appearance to keep the Naturals in the game, but he couldn't get the final out of the 10th inning. The Travelers, with the bases loaded, walked it off. And so today the Naturals will have the left-hander Angel Serpa on the mound, whereas the Travelers will send Taylor Dollard to the bump. The number 14 prospect for the Travs is 0-1 this year with a .84 earned run average. He's MLB Pipeline's number 14 ranked Mariners prospect. So it's Serpa and it's Dollard. After this, we're going to talk with the skipper of your Naturals, Chris Widger. Our weekly chat, I think this is becoming Widger Wednesday. Back after this on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show.
It's time to make a break and escape the everyday. Indigo Sky Casino is the area's premier gaming destination. Live weekend entertainment, a new and larger selection of your favorite gaming machines on our beautiful and spacious gaming floor. The area's perfect getaway for fun and winning excitement. Indigo Sky Casino offers it all. Come play and stay with us. Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
With the Naturals coming off a league championship last season, the 2022 season is jam-packed with memorable giveaways. Make sure to arrive early to get your hands on commemorative items celebrating the championship win. Or how about a Vinny Pasquantino jersey t-shirt on Thursday, May 12th? And best of all, a one-of-a-kind AA Central replica championship ring on Saturday, June 4th. To check out the full list of giveaways, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Hey, Naturals fans, have you been daydreaming about a fun and affordable getaway? Why not make it a reality with Breeze Airways? With Breeze, you can fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze never charges change or cancellation fees, so you can book with complete peace of mind. What are you waiting for? Go to www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app to plan your trip. Breeze Airways. Seriously nice.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to Arvest Bank looking to get a home loan. Let's hear what happens.
Chris and Sophia, thanks for choosing me as your lender in the Arvest Home for Me app. And now...
There's more paperwork to do.
Nope, I got the info you sent through the app. And now...
We wait to hear from someone at your main office.
No. Now you're pre-qualified and ready to find your new home.
Wow.
And I'll be with you every step of the way.
That's...
helpful.
Very helpful.
Home loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help. Equal housing lender.
The Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show rolls on as we continue counting down to first pitch on the Naturals Baseball Network with the pregame thoughts of Naturals manager Chris Widger. Now let's go inside the Naturals dugout. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We continue counting down to first pitch on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show, getting set for the second of six games this week in North Little Rock between the Naturals and the Travelers. Look, we've done this a few Wednesdays, so Widger Wednesdays, maybe that's a thing now in the Naturals broadcasts. Widger, tough game yesterday. The offense got things going early, and the Travelers just fought back really hard. What did you see in the loss yesterday?
It's one of those things where we let them get back in the game, and we didn't make some pitches that we probably should have. Some pitches, selection-wise, that probably could have gone another way, but it happens in baseball. And it's just a matter, we just got to figure out a way to make pitches in big situations. But the bright side was Pennington came in and did a fantastic job there at the end and gave us a chance to get back in it and try to win the game, and just didn't happen.
I was going to say, I mean, that's really all you can ask out of Walt, right? I mean, getting double play after double play ball to keep you guys in the game.
Yeah, I mean, we had to walk a couple guys there intentionally just to try to help with the matchup a little bit. And, you know, he that last pitch, he hung it a little bit. And the guy put a good swing on it. It's the way it goes. But he did a really nice job of battling, give us a chance.
I can't imagine it's easy to take out a guy like Marcelo after four innings. He looked really good.
He did, and it's one of those, there's so many things happen within the organization right now, and things above us that some of them I don't understand either, and sometimes you just got to keep a guy at a lower pitch count in case something happens, and he has to move somewhere, but it's the way it goes sometimes.
The offense early on, it feels like maybe the last couple of weeks the offense doesn't always get clicking from inning one, but it felt like the bats were collecting hit after hit early on. What did you like from your offense early in the game yesterday?
It just looked like they were being aggressive in the zone. They weren't waiting around. They weren't taking strikes. As soon as they were throwing a strike, it looked like our guys were really aggressive and getting after it. And it's nice to see that, because usually when they do that, they'll lay off the pitches later in the game, but it sets the tone for the whole game.
Speaking of setting the tone, I'm asking about him every week, but I have to bring it up because it's relevant. Drew Parrish, again, the league's pitcher of the week. He can get seven innings scoreless at least once a week, every week. That's not the worst thing, right?
If he gets seven innings at any time in today's game, it's great.
Yeah.
I mean, he's what you'd consider an old school pitcher. Like, he wants to get the ball, he wants to pitch, he wants to work ahead, he wants to throw strikes. He doesn't mind getting ground balls early in the count, keeps his pitch count down, and gives him a chance to go into the seventh inning. I mean, if this is a month later in the season, we probably give him a chance to go out in the eighth and hopefully further. So, old school, but love to see him on the mound the way he competes.
We continue counting down to first pitch on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show, visiting with Naturals manager Chris Widger. One thing that stands out to me that we've seen from Drew so far is the efficiency of which he's pitching. I mean, but Drew's doing a really good job of being efficient, isn't he?
He is. But he doesn't pitch away from contact early in the count. So he wants to make a quality pitch early in the count. He wants them to put it in play. He gets a lot of easy outs early, and it doesn't hurt when you have a plus-plus changeup that he has. It's the great equalizer. So he doesn't throw, you know, in mid-90s, but at the same time, his 90 to 91 plays a lot harder because he has that changeup. But it's so fun to watch, because at the end of the day, you see other guys, and he called it comfortable 0-for-4. You know, at the end of the day, you felt like you saw the ball pretty good, and you didn't hit a ball solid all day.
I want to go back to last week briefly. Will Klein, an inning and two-thirds on Saturday, his first appearance of the year. I know it had been a little while since he had been in game action. Maybe not exactly the results you wanted, but what did you see from him?
It was just nice to see him get back out on the field. We saw him last year. We know what he can be and what we hope to get him back to. He didn't look as comfortable as he was last year, but of course, it's his first time on a double-A field. It's his first time this year in a competitive game, so we think he'll be fine. He just needs to, you know, get the jitters out of his system and be able to relax and go be who he is.
I was encouraged by what we saw after that. It felt like Anthony Veneziano Castellano was maybe locating the ball better than he had in some of his previous outings coming out of the pen.
Yeah, maybe that helped him relax a little bit and not feel as much pressure of having to pitch five or six innings, being a starter or whatever. Who knows? Maybe it's just a matter of working through the bugs in his delivery that he had early in the season, but it's just nice to see him get back.
We've kind of talked about this a little bit. How much does it help to have so much range in the outfield? Obviously, Nick Lofton's learning the position. Tucker Bradley's really impressed me in the time out there. I mean, John Rabe is a natural center fielder. But that has to be a positive, having so much range, just general athleticism in the outfield.
It is. Those guys aren't blazing fast, but they all run well, and they get good jumps on the ball and take good routes to the ball. So it takes a field like this, especially, that plays so big and the gaps are so big. And I think it really helps you out. And then you can put Eaton out there at any time at any one of the outfield spots. And he's actually probably our fastest player out there. So all of them throw pretty well. All of them hustle to the ball. I mean, it's fun, and it helps out your pitching staff.
Nate Eaton in right field has looked really good. He actually leads the team with 3 outfield assists this year. I mean, that's an absolute cannon to have in right field.
Yeah, and people don't understand how accurate he is.
Yeah.
You know, he did Aramel the one a couple weeks ago, and he threw it off the backstop or whatever. But normally, he's pretty darn accurate where he's throwing it, and you're not going to find a whole lot of outfielders with a better arm than he does, too. Put the two together, and you're going to get some outfield assists.
Last thing I'll ask before I let you go, I was looking at some of the organizational leaders. Logan Porter has the highest OPS in the system right now, which maybe I wouldn't have expected necessarily, but he's been going up there and putting together some really good at-bats.
He does. You never really notice him until you look, and he doesn't surprise you or wow you with you see him play a game or two, but it's over the course of the season that he does it. I mean, we had him in 19, and he led our team in almost every category until he broke his thumb. You know, you're looking at a guy that in 18 was signed just to be a bullpen catcher in Arizona, so I always knew he could hit, and then you're always wondering, can he hit in Double-A? And I think he's proven that he can.
Widge, as always, really appreciate the time.
Sure, thanks for having me.
We're back with starting lineups after this on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show.
In the mood for fun, winning, excitement? It's time to go where everybody goes. Indigo Sky Casino. Delicious food, live entertainment, and fun bars. A large, spacious gaming floor full of your favorite games. And everybody's favorite, bingo. Come play in a safe, clean, exciting atmosphere. Come play and stay at Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Attending a Northwest Arkansas Naturals game at Arvest Ballpark is even more fun in a group of family and friends. Special group ticket rates are available for groups of 11 or more at each Naturals home game. Consider our home plate party deck for 30 to 100 people, or the Bud Light home run porch for groups of 40 or more. But let's be real, nothing beats a Naturals game in a suite for groups of 4 or as many as 55. To reserve a group outing or suite rental for a game this summer, visit nwanaturals.com.
The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nonstop routes to 24 destinations with 6 different airlines to choose from. From Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com for more information on flight options. And remember, to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
June will be a can't-miss month of Northwest Arkansas Naturals games at Arvest Ballpark. Be here for Star Wars Night on Friday, June 3rd, Growlin' Chickens Weekend, June 17th and 18th, and Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, June 25th. And best of all, the Naturals will wear specialty jerseys every time. To check out the full list of theme nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, back at Dickie Stevens Park as we're counting down to first pitch on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. Time to take a look at today's starting lineups. They're brought to you by John's Quality Roofing. Over 20 years of trusted roofing work in Northwest Arkansas. First, the visitors. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals are 16-17. The AA affiliate of the Kansas City Royals are led by first-year skipper Chris Widger. Michael Garcia leads off. He's the shortstop. Batting second in center field is Nick Lofton. Michael Massey hits third, playing second base. Batting fourth is the designated hitter, Sully Matias. Nate Eaton bats fifth in right field. Hitting sixth, the first baseman, Robbie Clendenin. Logan Porter hits seventh, doing the catching. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Jake Beans. And John Rave rounds out the order, batting ninth in left field. The Arkansas Travelers have Jack Larson leading off in left field. Jake Shiner bats second. He's the first baseman. Joe Rizzo hits third at third. Kaden Polkovich bats fourth. He's the DH. Zach Deloach, last night's hero, hits fifth in right field. Kate Marlowe hits sixth in center. Jake Anchia bats seventh. He's the catcher. With Riley Unroe hitting eighth at shortstop. And Patrick Frick rounds out the order, batting ninth at second base. Those are today's starting lineups brought to you by John's Quality Roofing. First pitch and all the innings are up next. Thanks for tuning in to the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. Naturals Baseball's around the corner on the Naturals Baseball Network.
You've been listening to the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. Indigo Sky Casino, where winners play. Located on Highway 60, west of Seneca, Missouri. First pitch is moments away on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network.
Naturals fans, the Royals' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Naturals on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go, and use promo code NATURALS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
Don't miss out on all of the food and drink specials at Arvis Ballpark during the 2022 season of Naturals Baseball. Enjoy Johnsonville Bucca Brat every Tuesday night home game, $1.50 barbecue sliders on Wednesdays. Thirsty Thursdays feature $2 beers, $2 peanuts, $1 sodas, and $1 Farm Rich mozzarella sticks. And of course, enjoy happy hour specials during our bullpen parties before the game on Friday and Saturday night. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
The countdown is on to Naturals Baseball. Now, let's go inside the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
On a nice and warm Wednesday evening in North Little Rock, Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball is on the air here from Dickie Stevens Park. Well, a pleasant good evening to you wherever you may be listening. My name's Nicholas Batters, and I appreciate you carving out a part of your Wednesday to come hang out with us at the nice and toasty ballpark. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals for the private and non-commercial use of our audience and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. As it always is, first pitch time and temperature today is brought to you by Straits Lawn and Garden, with the right outdoor furnishings and that big Green Egg Grill to make those summertime cookouts and outdoor times enjoyable. See you Straits in Springdale. Well, this will be our warmest first pitch temperature of the game so far. My weather app tells me it's 88 degrees. My eyes tell me it's mostly sunny, just a few scattered clouds off in the distance. And the wind blowing about 12 miles an hour to the northeast, which is, in from right field. The Arkansas Travelers in their camouflage tops tonight. Travelers across the front in white and red with white numbers in the back. White pants with black piping down the sides and their black caps. Naturals in their road gray tops and pants. Northwest Arkansas scripted across the front. Navy piping down the sides of the pants. Navy helmets and navy caps with a red brim. Taylor Dollard, the 14th ranked prospect in the Mariners system, according to MLB Pipeline, toes the rubber from the third base side, facing Michael Garcia, the natural shortstop. Right on right, away we go from North Little Rock at 6:35 as Garcia lines the first pitch he sees into right center field for a base hit. So first pitch swinging. Michael Garcia is aboard to begin the top of inning one. Defensively behind Dollard, it's Jack Larson in left field, Cade Marlowe in center, Zach Deloach in right. Joe Rizzo's the third baseman with Riley Unroe at short, Patrick Frick at second, Jake Shiner at first, and the catcher is Jake Anchia. In steps Nick Lofton, the natural center fielder, right-handed hitter. Dollard out of the stretch, his pitch. Lofton squares to bunt and pulls back. Pitches in for a strike. It's no balls and one strike. Lofton went 1-for-5 in yesterday's game. Singled in the eighth inning. Also scored a run after reaching on a fielder's choice in the first. Dollard with bleach blonde hair flowing out of the back of his cap. Set at the belt. Ready is the 0-1. Here it comes. Lofton again bunts. This time right out in front of home plate. And Chia barehands it. And the catcher fires over to first. A sacrifice. 2-3. Moves Michael Garcia up to second base. So the Naturals have a runner in scoring position as Lofton sacrifices Garcia over to second. And now Michael Massey hits. Chris Presley Murphy is the home plate umpire tonight, calling balls and strikes. Steven Rios is the first base umpire. And the crew chief Mike Carroll is the third base umpire. So one out, Michael Garcia on second. No score here in the top of inning one. Michael Massey, 3 hits yesterday. Bats from the left side. The natural second baseman. Dollar check back at second and delivers. First pitch is a fastball at 92 on the inner third for strike one. Massey doubled and scored in the first, singled in a run in the second, and then doubled and scored again in the seventh. Righty on lefty matchup. Dollard, the 0-1. Good breaking ball in for a strike. And it's no balls and two strikes on Massey, who MLB Pipeline has as the number 13 prospect in the Royal system. Baseball America released their midseason updates today. They have him at number 13. 0-2 the count on Massey with Garcia dancing off a second. The pitch. Breaking ball just misses. A touch outside. 1-2. Massey hits in his last two games. One of the Naturals' best hitters so far in the month of May. So we're just past the halfway point. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And a breaking ball down and in. It ties up Massey. And he's away swinging for the second out of the first. So Michael Massey, the second out. And the first strikeout victim for Taylor Dollard. Now here's Suli Matias, the designated hitter. Dollard, the 6'3" right-hander, 23-year-old native of Southern California. Check back at second. Righty on righty, the first pitch to Matias. Fouled to the right, 0-1. He was the Mariners' fifth-round pick in 2020 out of Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo, kind of between Central California and Southern California. In his second season of pro ball. The 0-1 to Matias. Misses down and gets past the catcher and Chia to the backstop. Michael Garcia moves 90 feet towards third base. And the Naturals have the first run of the game 90 feet away. Count 1-1 on Suli. This is Dollard's 7th start of the year. 0-1 record, 0.82 ERA. He's allowed 2 earned runs and 22 innings. Swing and a miss. Maybe it was a foul ball. Either way, the count now 1-2. Matias had a good game yesterday. Went 2-for-5. Singled in a pair of runs in the first inning. Singled again in the seventh. 1-2 with 2 outs and Michael Garcia on third base. No score in the top of inning one from North Little Rock. Dollard's 1-2 up high. Max Matias up a bit. The count's even 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Infield shaded to pull for the Naturals cleanup hitter. The 2-2. Fly to the right. Foul it out of play. Bounces on the suite above, or the roof above the suite level, and cascades back into the cross aisle of the seating bowl, where an usher makes a nice catch on the ricochet. Underhand flip to a young fan. The usher's here at Dickey Stevens Park, where safety green polos, as neon as it gets. Again, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Matias puts up a bit of a battle, but goes down on strikes. Taylor Dollard works around the leadoff single. and sacrifice. Strikes out a pair to get out of the first inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left on base. No score as we head to the home half of inning one.
You love your truck, and Plaza Tire Service is here to help make it even better with custom wheels, leveling kits, and the area's biggest selection of ATs and mud tires in all the most popular sizes. Plaza Tire Service has the tires you want. Plus, with our Plaza Tire Service card and no credit needed options, you can make it easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontitown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PlazaTireService.com. When you're ready to upgrade your truck, see Plaza Tire Service.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to Arvest Bank looking to get a home loan. Let's hear what happens.
Chris and Sophia, thanks for choosing me as your lender in the Arvest Home for Me app. And now...
There's more paperwork to do.
Nope, I got the info you sent through the app. And now...
We wait to hear from someone at your main office.
No. Now you're pre-qualified and ready to find your new home.
Wow.
And I'll be with you every step of the way.
That's...
helpful.
Very helpful.
Home loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help. Equal housing lender.
Want a cleaner and healthier home? Simply call Stanley Steamer at 1-800-STEAMER and schedule a carpet, tile, or hardwood cleaning. And save big with our $99 cleaning special.
Call 1-800-STEAMER. Stanley Steamer is your home cleaner.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, we head to the bottom of the first inning from North Little Rock. No score from Dickie Stevens Park here on the banks of the Arkansas River. Angel Serpa takes the mound for his sixth start of the year. Arvest Bank is conducting its 12th annual Million Meals campaign in an effort to fight hunger right here in our community. This is a much-needed effort, as more than 10.5% of American households were food insecure as recently as 2020. Learn more by visiting arvest.com/millionmeals today. Jack Larson, the left-handed hitting left fielder, steps in the first pitch from Serpa. Over for a called strike one. Larson, Jake Schiner, Joe Rizzo, the top three for the 22-year-old Southpaw. The 1, over for strike two. Quickly, no balls and two strikes on Larson, who went 0-for-3 yesterday. Did walk a couple of times and score twice, though. Serpa works from the first base side, has the sign, steps back into his motion, delivers. Fastball at 96, just misses. A touch outside, high, couldn't quite tell. Infield shaded to pull for the left-on-left matchup. Serpa kicks in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Blows a 95-mile-an-hour fastball by Jack Larson. He's down for the first out here in the bottom of the first inning. So Angel Serpa gets to work quickly and retires the first man he faces. The defense behind Serpa, John Raven left field, Nick Lofton in center, and Nate Eaton in right. Jake Means is the third baseman with Michael Garcia at shortstop. Michael Massey at second, Robbie Glendinning at first, and Logan Porter catching for the second straight game. First pitch to Jake Schiner. Big swing and a miss for strike one. A fastball at the top of the zone. Schiner, the only traveler with an active hitting streak. It's 2. The 0-1 pitch. Misses down and away. 1-1. Of course, the Travelers no hit by a combination of 4 San Antonio missions on Sunday, closed out by former Razorback Kevin Copps. The 1-1. Misses low. 2-1. And yesterday, the Naturals out-hit the Travelers 12-10, but the Naturals also left 10 runners on, and the Travelers walked off victorious. 2-1 on Schiner, the right-handed hitting first baseman. Serpa's pitch misses inside. 3-1. Angel, 1-2 this season, a 4.50 earned run average, 15 strikeouts, and just 5 walks in 20 innings of work. The 3-1 misses inside for 4. So Schiner walks. The Travelers have a one-out base runner. Angel Serpa now, gosh, it's hard to believe, in his fifth season, sixth year in the Royals system, originally signed as an international free agent in July 2016 when he was just 16 years old out of Venezuela. He made his major league debut last September. First pitch, this is down and away for 1. Joe Rizzo, the left-handed hitting third baseman, bats 0-for-5 yesterday. Bats with a runner on first and one out. No score in the bottom of the first. Serpa at the belt. Now raises his glove to the neck. Kicks and delivers. Fastball misses, a touch outside. 2-0. Well, 6 straight balls thrown by Serpa after he quickly struck out Jack Larson and was ahead of Jake Schiner. kicking the 2-0. Rocketing into right center field. Nate Eaton back into the alley. He looks up in that ball. One hops over the wall for an automatic double into the Naturals bullpen. So maybe some tough luck for the Travelers. Jake Shiner has to hold up at third. You only get to advance two bases on an automatic double. Bounced on the warning track. Hop over the short fence. Can't be more than 3 feet from the right field foul pole to the batter's eye in center field. So Shiner on third, Rizzo on second. Two in scoring position with one out for the Travelers in the bottom of the first. Scoreless and Kaden Polkovich, the switch hitting DH bats. Batting from the right side, he takes the first pitch in for a called strike. Polkovich 2-for-4 yesterday. Also drove in a run. A single in the sixth. He was intentionally walked as well in the tenth. The 0-1. Fastball misses a touch high. 1-1. Serpa added to the 40-man roster in November of 2020. Started last year in High A Quad Cities. The 1-1 misses high. Two balls and a strike. And of course, after eight great starts with the River Bandits and Chris Widger, he was bumped up to the Naturals, made 13 starts for Northwest Arkansas, then joined the Storm Chasers for the last week of the AAA season. The 2-1 pitch. Good off-speed right down the middle for strike two. Two balls and two strikes. And then made a spot start. Didn't allow an earned run in five innings against the then Cleveland Indians. Struck out four. Time called by the hitter, Polkovich. Kaden is the Mariners' number 23 prospect in the eyes of MLB Pipeline. Baseball America has him at 28 in the system. Infield shaded to pull for the right-handed hitter. Serpa at the net, kicks the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Sends a fastball right down Broadway at 95 miles an hour, but Polkovich can't catch up to it. There's the second out. We're two on and two out for Zach DeLoach. He played hero yesterday. The Mariners' number 11 prospect went 2-for-5, doubled and scored in the fifth, and hit the walk-off single in the 10th. Lefty on lefty with Serpa, and the first pitch. This is upstairs for ball one. Jack Larson struck out to begin the inning. Jake Shiner walked. Joe Rizzo an automatic double. Kaden Polkovich struck out. Now Zach DeLoach bats. The 1-0. Line foul back to the screen. One ball and one strike. Serpa bounced back nicely after a rough first start of the year where he only lasted two innings and surrendered seven runs in Springfield. His next two outings against Wichita on April 16th and at Frisco on April 22nd were both scoreless. 1-1. Misses down and away. Check swing appeal to the third base umpire, Mike Carroll, says he held up in time. And the count's 2-1. Shadows just about have overtaken the infield. A sliver at the back of the dirt on the right side of the infield and about half of the dirt on the left side of the infield. Still in sun. 2-1 is popped just back of third base. The shortstop, Michael Garcia, is called off by the third baseman, Jake Means. It bounces out of his glove, and two runs score. 2-0 Travelers on the error from the Naturals' third baseman. That ball was hit high in the air on the left side of the diamond. Garcia was drifting along the back of the infield to step into the grass. Called off by Means, who was a step into the dirt up the third base line, and it just bounced out of his glove as if it were made of silver. A move over to first. DeLoach back in with a dive. So it's 2-0 Travelers. And Cade Marlowe, the left-handed hitting center fielder, bats. Move over, and again, DeLoach just back in. Angel Serpa is responsible for both pickoffs from Naturals pitchers this season. On April the 16th against Wichita and April the 28th against Amarillo. Swing and a miss from Marlowe. Counts no balls and one strike. He's reached in a team best 10 consecutive ball games. Went 2-for-4 yesterday with a double in the second inning and a two-run homer in the fifth. The pitch from Serpa. Fastball misses a touch outside. One ball and one strike. Runner on first and two outs. Counts one ball and one strike. Sampras pitch. Just misses a little low. And it's two balls and a strike. Neither run is earned to Serpa, as the error was made with two outs. And no subsequent runs allowed will be earned, as the pitch is lined into right field for a base hit. Deloach up to second. Nate Eaton fires in a throw to Michael Garcia. Tries to slap a tag on Deloach, who scampers back to the bag just in time. Well, Zach Deloach only got a couple of paces around the second base bag. He was heading back, and Nate Eaton saw that. Look, we heard from Chris Widger in the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse show. You may not find a more accurate arm on an outfielder than the one the Naturals have in left field with Nate Eaton. Oh, it's 2-0 Travelers here at the bottom of the first inning. Two on and two out for Jake Anchia, the catcher. First pitch in for strike one. It was Angel Serpa's 26th pitch of the game, of the inning. Trying to send this to the second. Here's the 0-1. Flight in the air. Shallow right field. Michael Massey at the cut of the outfield grass reaches up above his cap to make the catch. Natural second baseman snags it, and the first inning comes to an end. But the Travelers do score a pair of unearned runs. Two runs on two hits, a walk, and an error. Two runners left aboard. It's 2-0 Travelers as we head to the second.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
Every Friday home game in 2022 is a Fireworks Friday with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Stay late every Friday night, plus Saturday, May 14th, and of course, Monday, July 4th. As the Royals' top prospects aren't the only ones putting on a show you'll never forget. Join the Naturals as the best fireworks show in minor league baseball lights up the Northwest Arkansas night sky with a panoramic view past the outfield fence. To check out the full list of fireworks nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nonstop routes to 24 destinations with six different airlines to choose from. From Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com for more information on flight options. And remember, to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
This is Nate Eaton, and you're listening to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
We go to the top of the second inning from Dickey Stevens Park. 2-0 Travelers, and Taylor Dollard out for another inning of work. First, he'll face the right fielder, right-handed hitting Nate Eaton. The first pitch floats inside and misses for ball one. That's 1-0 on Eaton. We'll see Eaton, Robbie Glendinning, and Logan Porter. 5, 6, and 7 in the Naturals lineup. Infield plays to pull, and the 1-0. Line to the screen, 1-1. Nate has hits in three straight games. He's batting .298 this season with three home runs, 17 driven in. Has played both corner outfield spots, one game at short, team leading 17 at third. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. He chases the ball down and away. And it's one ball and two strikes. 1-2 on Eaton, the native of Virginia. Infield shades to pull, with shade nearly covering the entire infield. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Three straight strikeouts for Taylor Dollard, dating back to the first. Naturals don't seem to have an answer for the right-hander. There's one gone here in the second. Arvest Banks helps you find the right credit card, from Arvest Flex Rewards cards that earn points to Arvest True Rate cards with money-saving lower interest rates. Apply today at arvest.com/creditcards. Member FDIC, credit cards subject to approval. Here's Robbie Glendinning, the right-handed hitting first baseman, and the first pitch. Line foul to the right, no balls and one strike. Robbie as well has hits in three straight games. He's reached an active team best six consecutive ball games. Went 1-for-5 yesterday, an RBI double in the fifth. Here's the 0-1. Off speed, misses up high. He ducks out of the way. And the count's one ball and one strike. Two unearned runs in the first inning score for the Travelers on an error from third baseman Jake Means. Naturals trying to counter that here in the second, the 1-1. Floats outside. Two balls and one strike. Dollard tucks his black glove into his Woodlands camouflage jersey. At the belt, has the sign, kicks in the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Blows a fastball past Glendinning. Two balls and two strikes. Taylor Dollard had a really good month of April. So good. He didn't allow an earned run in 13 innings across four starts. At the belt, has the 2-2 on the way to Glendinning. Swing and a miss, strike three. Four consecutive strikeouts for Taylor Dollard, and two away in the second inning. Well, Michael Garcia singled on the first pitch he saw in the top of the first inning. Nick Lofton laid down a sack bunt that moved him to second. And it's been four consecutive strikeouts since. Now here's Logan Porter, the catcher. Bases empty, two outs, Naturals trailing 2-0. And the first pitch misses well inside for ball one. Porter has also reached in six straight games, snapped a five-game hitting streak yesterday, went 0-for-4, but drew a walk and scored in the fourth inning. With Sebastian Rivero in Kansas City, Porter the Naturals starting catcher, the 1-0. Line to the screen, 1-1. The system leader in OPS at 913. That's better than any Omaha Storm Chaser, any Quad City River Bandit, or any Columbia Firefly, on tops of being the best on this Naturals team. 1-1. Dollar to deep breath. The pitch. Good. Break right into the center of the strike zone. Called for strike two. One ball and two strikes on Logan Porter. Two outs and the base is empty. Infield shapes the right-handed hitter to pull. Dollar to deep breath, has the sign and delivers. Taps softly to the left side. The shortstop Unruh waits back on it. Sidearm throw to first is in time to get the out. So Logan Porter grounds out for the third out of the second inning. The Naturals are set down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors. No runners left on. We head to the bottom of the second. It's 2-0 Travelers.
It's time to make a break and escape the everyday. Indigo Sky Casino is the area's premier gaming destination. Live weekend entertainment, a new and larger selection of your favorite gaming machines on our beautiful and spacious gaming floor. The area's perfect getaway for fun and winning excitement. Indigo Sky Casino offers it all. Come play and stay with us. Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you craving something uncommonly delicious, like our meaty masterpiece, the Hook and Ladder Sub from Firehouse Subs? We start by piling it high with fresh sliced smoked turkey breast and Virginia honey ham. Then it's topped with melted Monterey Jack and served piping hot in a perfectly toasted roll. Save time. Order your Hook and Ladder with the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives.
What if there were a university where you earned not just a diploma, but a resume? A career-focused university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university that's not just affordable, but the most affordable in the state. What if, right? Turns out that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Off to the bottom of the second inning, Naturals trail the Travelers 2-0. Naturals have been set down six in a row by Taylor Dollard. Travelers, two runs in the first inning. Angel Serpa back out for the second. He'll face 8-9-1. Bradley Unroh, Patrick Frick, and Jack Larson. Serpa, 27 pitches in the first inning. The lefty first faces the switch hitting shortstop Unroh. Batting from the right side against Serpa, the first pitch is chopped to the left. Means charges in the third baseman from the cut of the grass, throws across his body onto first. One pitch and one out. So base is empty and one out for the number nine hitter, the shortstop, Patrick, or the second baseman today, Patrick Frick. Played shortstop yesterday. Takes the first pitch for a called strike, 0-1. And he went 1-for-4 yesterday. Serpa working quickly, kicks and delivers the 0-1. Misses, a touch outside. 1-1-1. Infield shades to pull, and the 1-1 pitch. Misses down and in. 2-1 to Frick. Serpa, he's thrown at least 4 innings in each of his last 4 starts. After I mentioned just 2 innings in his first. 2-1, sliced foul to the right. Towards the back of the seating bowl. And fan almost made a nice barehanded catch into his chest, but dropped it down at his feet. The count's even, 2-2. The 2-2 bounced to the opposite field. The first baseman, Glendinning, fields it himself and takes it to the bag, 3 unassisted, for the second out of the second inning. That'll take us back to the top of the order for Jack Larson. Serpa definitely is a ground ball pitcher. 64.1% of his outs entering tonight had come on ground balls. First pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Has one of the lower swinging strike rates on this staff at 7.7% as the 1-0 is lined into left field for a base hit. Well, Jack Larson has his first hit of the day after striking out in the first. Connects for a two-out single here in the second. So runner on first and two out here in the bottom of the second inning. 2-0 Travelers. And Jake Shiner, the first baseman, hits. Walked and scored in the first inning. First pitch, tapped foul to the left. No balls and 1-1. Naturals infield plays back. A step in from the grass, second short and third, with Glendinning holding on Larson at first. A throw over there, and Jack back in with a dive. The Storm Chasers photographer, Minda Haas-Kuhlman, tweeted me an interesting stat the other day. Pitch misses outside. 1-1. I guess she didn't tweet it at me. I follow her on Twitter, and it just popped up in my feed. And the pitch misses down and in. 1-1. Two balls and a strike on Jake Shiner. Serpa kicks and deals. Swung at a pitch down and in. Did go around for a strike. 2-2. Well, she told me, this is Minda, she told me that Jeffrey Del Rosario hasn't allowed a hit to a batter younger than him this year. I got to thinking, how about that? The 2-2. This is outside. Checked his swing. It didn't go around, says the appeal to first base umpire Steven Rios. Counts full 3-2. So I got to thinking, the Naturals have some pretty young pitchers. Angel Serpa, despite having big league experience, and being in his sixth year in the system, is the seventh youngest pitcher in this league. 3-2 pitches flied high in the air, deep out to left field. Rave back, he looks up at the warning track, and that ball's gone onto the berm. A two-run home run for Jake Shiner doubles the Traveler lead. Makes it 4-0, Travs, here in the second. That's Jake Scheider's team-leading fifth home run of the season.
Third baseman, number six, Joe Rizzo.
Now Joe Rizzo hits, left-handed hitting third baseman. First pitch, fly to the left, foul and out of play. No balls and one strike. One ball, no strikes. Infield the pull and the pitch. This is high. Rizzo wears his socks up high. The pitch from Serpa misses inside. Two balls and a strike. The count. The pitch. Misses. He checks his swing and held up. The count now 3-1. Three balls and a strike. Serpa kicks and deals. Misses outside for 4. So Joe Rizzo down to first base with 2 outs, a walk. Naturals pitching coach Derek Lewis out for a conversation with Angel Serpa in this league. Just behind Simeon Woods Richardson and Dwayne Matos, Jeffrey Del Rosario, the ninth youngest in the league. And the pitch is smoked in the air out to center field. Nick Lofton has a beat on it, ranges to his right in left center field. The Naturals center fielder reaches up to make the catch and end the bottom of the second inning. But the Travelers score 2 runs on 2 hits, a walk, no errors, and a runner left on. It's 4-0, Travs, as we go to the third.
You know, fans, Tyson Foods and the Naturals have a lot in common. For starters, we've both got a pretty great team, and we've got some heavy hitters in our lineup. Some members of our starting lineup are Tyson Chicken, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Hillshire Farm, State Fair, and Wright Brand Bacon. And just like the Naturals, we're proud to call Springdale our home. Check out our whole roster and get to know us better at TysonFoods.com.
Enjoy the ultimate in pricing and flexibility with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Flex Pack. Our most popular mini pack provides you 30 discounted and undated vouchers to sit in your preferred seating area. Best of all, you can use them all at once or any combination of games throughout the year. Stop by the Arvis Ballpark box office on the day of the game to exchange those vouchers and you'll get the best available seats in your chosen seating area. It's that easy. To lock in your Naturals Flex Pack, visit NWA.com.
Here's to the fearless fight, the comeback, the battle against all odds. For some, it's taking the first step. For others, it's forging a new path, a chance to prove to ourselves what we're really made of. And with the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years, even a battered spirit can come back stronger. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Top of the third inning, Travelers lead the Naturals 4-0. Jake Means bats and flies the first pitch to the right side of the diamond from Taylor Dollard. The first baseman, Frick, makes the grab a couple of steps in from the outfield grabs. One pitch and one out. Jake Means is retired. Now here's John Rave, the left fielder. Number 9 here in the order. Batch from the left side. The first pitch from Dollard is in for a called strike. The ball's in one strike on Rave. Dollard has set down seven in a row now. It's been stretched out as the season's gone on. The 0-1 pitch misses low. One ball and one strike. In his last start, he went four innings, but threw a season-high 85 pitches. That was at San Antonio last Wednesday. 1-1 on Rave. The infield to pull the third baseman Rizzo on the grass. Misses outside. Two balls and one strike. He threw five innings back-to-back starts, April the 29th at home against Wichita, May the 5th on the road at Frisco. At the belt, Dollard has the sign and deals. Misses low to Rave, three balls and one strike. John reached base in four of his five plate appearances yesterday. Went one for two with three walks. Those came in his first three plate appearances. Also scored a run. Three balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Misses up and in for ball four. So John Rave draws yet another walk. A patient B at the plate snaps the stretch of seven in a row set down. But back to the top of the order for Michael Garcia, who singled on the very first pitch of this ballgame but was stranded on third to end of the first inning. Double play depth up the middle for the Travelers with a runner on first and one out. Dollard to Garcia, the first pitch. This is up and in. Off speed for ball one. We've seen it. Dollard is a pitcher who throws a lot of strikes. Had only walked five in 22 innings entering tonight. Step off and a throwback to first. Rave in with a dive. He has stolen six bases this year, John Rave has. But he's also been caught four times, including yesterday. He was picked off first base in the third inning by Peyton Alford. 1-0-1 Garcia. Dollard, the pitch. Slice foul to the right out of play. One ball and one strike on Michael Garcia. Michael, he's reached base in 29 of the 32 games he's played this year. He's reached base twice in 21 games. It's crazy. 1-1. Righty on righty. Dollard has the sign and delivers. Breaking ball slapped to the right side. The right fielder Deloach ranges to his left. Makes a one-handed catch. And there's two away in the third.
Now back number 13, Nick Walton.
Jake Means popped out. John Rave walked. Michael Garcia flies out to right field. Now Nick Loftabats. Chris Widger, the Naturals manager, having a conversation with home plate umpire Chris Presley Murphy. Can't help but wonder if that's in regards to the pitch clock enforcement, because Taylor Dollard has been cutting it close a few times now. Righty on righty to Lofton. The first pitch is fly to right field. Deloach charges in, reaches up on the run, and makes a one-handed catch to end the top of the third inning. The Naturals get a base runner on the John Rave walk, but failed to score. No runs, no hits, a walk, no errors, and a runner left on. We go to the bottom of the third. It's 4-0 Travelers.
Hi, Naturals fans. Have you heard of the newest and nicest airline? Listen up. They fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze can save you serious time and money so you can go, see, and do more than ever before. Oh, and they never charge change or cancellation fees. That's pretty nice, huh? Book today at www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app. Breeze Airways, seriously nice.
Single game tickets are now on sale for the 2022 season of Northwest Arkansas Naturals baseball at nwanaturals.com. You won't want to miss some of the Kansas City Royals' top prospects taking the field right in your backyard with food and drink deals, fireworks, giveaways, and theme nights all summer long. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
What's more exciting than a rally-ending double play or a walk-off home run? A day at the Scott Family Amazium.
Explore science, technology, engineering, art, and math in the Amazium's 50,000 square foot exhibit gallery filled with hands-on, interactive experiences for the entire family. Discover, wonder, create, and learn inside and outside the museum. The Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone. Open every day except Tuesdays. Double your play and make your day amazing with a visit to the Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
I'm the Naturals manager, Chris Widger, and you're tuned in to Northwest Arkansas Naturals baseball. Let's get back to the ballpark with the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
It's the bottom of the third inning. The Arkansas Travelers lead the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 4-0. Two in the first and two in the second for the Travs. Angel Serpa back to work, facing 5, 6, and 7 in the Traveler order. Zach DeLoach, Cade Marlowe, and Jake Anchia. Left on left with DeLoach, the first pitch. In for strike one. Zach DeLoach reached on that error that would have been the third out of the first inning, instead brought home two runs. Pitch, swing and a miss. No balls and two strikes. Serpa sends the off-speed below the zone to fool the left-handed hitter. With nobody out, kicking the pitch. Check swing on a ball down and away, but he went around, says the home plate umpire Presley Murphy. There's the third strikeout for Angel Serpa. DeLoach down swinging for the first out of the third. Oh, there's one away in the third inning. Brings us to the center fielder, Cade Marlowe. He singled with two outs in the first inning, but did not come around to score. The first pitch. This is outside. One ball and no strikes. No runs on a hit and an error for the Naturals. Four runs, four hits, no errors for the Travelers. Serpa's 1-0. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away. One ball and one strike. Angel, one of three 22-year-olds on the Naturals roster. The pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes. He was born November the 27th, 1999. Jeffrey Del Rosario, September the 23rd, 1999. Just a few days older than Serpa. Actually, now Will Clyde on the Naturals roster. He's young there. Bouncy ball hit to the second baseman, Massey. Up and over to first. And there's two away. Tell you what, I forgot my my whiteout on my desk in Springdale. And I've been going kind of awry with my Sharpies. Swing by the store in the morning to pick up some new whiteout. First pitch to Jake Anchia, the right-handed hitting catcher. Misses inside for ball one. Well, I have erasable ink pens, but there are some things I use Sharpie for, and I made a few too many mistakes with the Sharpies today, and actually yesterday as well. One, I was in for a strike, one ball and one strike. Infield the pull for the right-handed hitter. Bases empty and two outs. Travelers leading 4-0. Serpa's pitch just misses. Couple inches below the zone. Two balls and one strike. Serpa trying for his poked down the right field line. Eaton gives chase, but it lands in the beer garden. Really nice seating area down the right field line the Travs have here at Dickey Stevens. Counts even, two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Here in the bottom of the third inning. Base is empty. Serpa has the sign, kicks and delivers. Misses outside with a fastball. And that counts full 3-2. The shortstop, Riley Unroe, is on deck. Infield the pull and the payoff pitch. Outside for ball four. We'll get a chance to see Unroe. The perfect inning, the 1-2-3 frame. Escape Serpa. So now it'll be Unroe, the switch hitter. Unroe comes to the Travelers with 32 games of AAA experience. As the home plate umpire, Chris Presley Murphy, is headed out to the mound. With the Naturals catcher Logan Porter, pitching coach Derek Lewis is walking out there, and the athletic trainer Danny Acola has a little bit of pep in his step. jogging out to the mound as well to check on Serpa. Can't exactly tell what's wrong. Everyone heads back to their respective positions, including Akola and Lewis to the Naturals dugout. So it looks like everything's okay with Serpa. Runner on first, two outs, the switch hitter Riley Unroh bats. Shortstop hits from the right side against the lefty Serpa. First pitch is tapped foul to the left. So originally, Unroh was drafted by Tampa Bay in the second round out of high school in Arizona in 2013. It was with the Rays 2013, 14, 15, 16, and 17. And with the Angels in 2018, where he reached AAA. Swing and a miss, it's 0-2. Then went to the Braves in 2019. And was back with them last year, including 13 games at AAA Gwinnett. 0-2 on Unroh, who also played 3 years in the Australian Baseball League during the offseason. Taps the pitch softly up the third baseline, but foul. We'll do it again, 0-2. So with the Brisbane Bandits, when they won the Australian Baseball League titles in the 2015-16 seasons and the 2018-19 seasons. He was not with them the first year that I was out there, 1920, but was back there the last ABL season in 2020-2021. Only played six games with Brisbane, though. The 0-2 again. Misses down low. A ball and two strikes. He would have played against Robbie Clendenin for a couple years out in the ABL. He was with Melbourne, I mentioned, 1920 and 2020-21 seasons. Kind of gets redundant to say that. Out there with Emily Messina, now the voice of the Reading Fightin' Phils. Pitch misses outside. Two balls and two strikes. I think she's tuning in tonight. And a day game in Somerset today. Two balls and two strikes on Riley Unroh. Tell you what, if you ever get a chance to go down to the Australian Baseball League, 10 out of 10 would recommend. I think Emily would say the same. 2-2 pitch. Grounded to the left side. Means takes it on a hop to his left and fires a throw to first in time. Well, that ends the third inning. Angel Serpa retires. The Travelers holds them scoreless for the first time today. No runs, no hits, a walk, no errors, and a runner left on. And so, as we go to the fourth.
At Today Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
At Beaver Water District, our lineup runs hard every hour of the day, 365 days a year, to supply clean, safe drinking water to Northwest Arkansas.
Nice catch.
While our defense works to protect our drinking water source, Beaver Lake.
Sweet.
The team at Beaver Water District supports the high quality of life and growth here in Northwest Arkansas, and we are proud to say, go Naturals.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Honey, I know it's dollar hot dog night, but that doesn't mean you should eat 12 of them.
I love a good value, and I love hot dogs.
You want value? Check out Unify Financial Credit Union. Not only do they have free checking and competitive loan rates, but they have locations in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and Siloam Springs.
Unify Financial Credit Union, serving Northwest Arkansas. For more information, visit unifyfcu.com or phone 877-254-9328. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
And Unify won't hurt your sensitive tummy.
This is second baseman Michael Massey, and I'm coming to bat. You're locked into Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Top of the fourth inning from North Little Rock. The Arkansas Travelers lead the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 4-0. Taylor Dollard threw three scoreless innings, back out for the fourth. He'll face the heart of the Naturals order, the 3-4-5, starting with Michael Massey, the left-handed hitting second baseman. And the first pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one. No balls and one strike on Massey, who struck out swinging in the first inning. He bats for the second time today. One of two left tonight in the 0-1. Skied high in the air out to right center field. Playable in the alley for the center fielder, Marlowe, who reaches up to make the catch. Retire Massey, he's down for the second time today. With one away, here's Sully Matias. Sully Matias, the designated hitter, right-handed hitter, struck out swinging to end the first. That was the middle of the stretch of four straight that Dollard struck out. At the belt, a deep breath, and the first pitch. Taps softly right back to the mound. Dollard picks up the chopper on the first base side of the mound, runs off into the grass, and flips it as he jogs towards first. One through the ground out, quickly two away. After allowing a one-out walk in the third, Dollard set down four in a row. And now Nate Eaton will bat. Right fielder struck out to begin the second. Heading for the second time today. Bases empty, two outs. Travelers lead 4-0 in the top of the fourth. And the first pitch. Breaking ball drops in for strike one. Ready a one. Called for strike two. Quickly, no balls and two strikes. Dollard trying for his second 1-2-3 inning of the ball game. Has the sign. So he comes set close to the belt. And the 0-2 pitch. Misses outside. A fastball at 93 miles an hour. And the count's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Eaton chases down and away for strike three. A 1-2-3 fourth inning. The Naturals are going to go to the home half of the fourth. Travelers leading the Naturals 4-0.
Hey, Naturals fans. Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For more than 50 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go, Naturals. Save money. Live better, Walmart.
For the first time since 2017, the Naturals are at home on the 4th of July, and you won't want to miss the best night of the year. First pitch is set for 6:35 against the Tulsa Trillers, as fans will be treated to the largest fireworks show in all of Northwest Arkansas following the game on Monday, July 4th, thanks to our friends at Walmart. What better way to celebrate Independence Day than a night at the ballpark? To purchase your 4th of July tickets before the game sells out, visit NWANaturals.com.
Whether you're remodeling, landscaping, or building a new home, Midwest Block and Brick has what you need. From fire pit kits, driveways and sidewalks, and amazing outdoor entertainment areas, we have you covered. Visit our website, MidwestBlock.com, to create your own building ideas, and then let Midwest Block and Brick provide the finishing touches on your unique and modern landscape project. Come see us at 1589 Electric Avenue in Springdale. We're gearing up for springtime and summer so we can accommodate any new project or remodel. Midwest Block and Brick, made in America since 1948.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Don't make the box store mistake and buy a mower from somewhere that has no service, no repair shop, and no parts. Visit Straits Lawn and Garden today and see the largest selection of Gravely mowers. That's Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Travelers leading the Naturals 4-0. Two in the first and two in the second for the team out of North Little Rock. As we go to the bottom of the fourth, Patrick Frick, the right-handed hitting second baseman, leads off. He fouls the first pitch back to the screen. Frick, Jack Larson, Jake Shiner. 9-1-2 in the Travs order. Angel Serpa into his fourth inning of work. The 0-1 misses high. One ball and one strike. Frick grounded out to the first baseman, Robbie Glendinning, for the second out of the second inning. Infield plays him to pull the 1-1. Tapped softly to the left side. The third baseman Means charges. Basket catch on the bouncing ball from the infield grass he throws to first. There's one away. It's the third put out that Means is recorded today. I guess an assist. Third out he's fielded. Back to the top of the order for Jack Larson. 1-for-2. Struck out of the first. Singled and scored in the second. Bounces the first pitch he sees up the middle into center field for a base hit. So Jack Larson 2-for-3 in the day. Now Jake Shiner bats. The first baseman walked and scored in the first, and then hit a two-run home run in the second inning. First pitch. A balk called on Angel Serpa. And the runner, Larson, awarded second base. So Serpa balks the runner up to second. Now Jake Shiner hits with the runner in scoring position and just one out. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, the pitch. Bouncy ball hit to the shortstop, Garcia. A step into the left center field grass. He sends a strong throw to first in time to get the out. 6-3, the putout moves Larson from second to third. And there's two away now. Runner on third, two outs for Joe Rizzo. The left-handed hitter swings and misses at the first pitch. Counts no balls and one strike. He doubled and scored in the first. Drew a two-out walk in the second inning, but was stranded on to end the frame. And the pitch misses outside. 1-1. Infield shaded to pull, left-on-left matchup with a runner on third and two outs here in the fourth inning. Serpa's pitch, skied in the air to left field. John Rave to his right, reaches up on the runner, pace or two in front of the warning track. He makes the catch to end the bottom of the fourth inning. Another scoreless frame for Angel Serpa. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left on. We go to the fifth inning. It's 4-0 Travelers on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to Arvest Bank looking to get a home loan. Let's hear what happens.
Chris and Sophia, thanks for choosing me as your lender in the Arvest Home for Me app. And now...
There's more paperwork to do.
Nope, I got the info you sent through the app. And now...
We wait to hear from someone at your main office.
No. Now you're pre-qualified and ready to find your new home.
Wow.
And I'll be with you every step of the way.
That's...
helpful.
Very helpful.
Home loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help. Equal housing lender.
Feels good as we stand on the shore, but our hearts are still jumping. Grab another Coke and let's dive in. So we can feel forever yet feel. Together be real, together and no one can stop me when I taste the feeling.
Coca-Cola, it's a cap-twisting, bubbles-fizzing, refreshing-sipping, moment-stopping, nothing-topping this feeling. So grab a Coke today and taste the feeling.
Hi, I'm Matt Mobby with Professional Business Systems, in Northwest Arkansas with the finest in office technology. A lot has changed since then. Over the years, we've adapted to offer the latest cutting-edge business solutions. But one thing that hasn't changed, we still guarantee a four-hour response time to every call. If you're ready to take your business to the next level and experience service you can trust, call Professional Business Systems at 636-0001 or find us online at pbsteam.com.
This is infielder Robbie Glendine. I'm coming to bat. You're locked into Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
We go to the fifth inning from Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock. The Arkansas Travelers lead the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 4-0. Robbie Glendine awaits the first pitch from Taylor Dollard, and he swings and lines it down the left field line into the stands, and a nice play made by a fan on the barehanded catch. Sign him up. It's a foul ball. There's strike one. Glendinning, Logan Porter, and Jake Means bat 6, 7, and 8 to the Naturals' order. Trailing by 4 runs in the 5th, Taylor Dollard has retired 5 in a row. Every batter he's faced the second time through the Naturals' order. 0-1 on Glendinning, righty on right. Matchup in the 0-1 pitch. Breaks into the top of the zone. Strike 2. No balls and 2 strikes. 0-2 on Glendinning, who struck out in the 2nd inning. Naturals right-handed hitting first baseman awaits the 0-2 pitch. It's on the way. Tapped foul. Picked up by the Naturals skipper, third base coach Chris Widger. And the count snowballs in 2 strikes. No balls, 2 strikes the count. Bases empty, nobody out. And the pitch. Fly down the right field line, foul and out of play. We'll do it once more. No balls and 2 strikes. Glendinning putting together. Dollar set of the belt. Time called. A pitch clock violation on Taylor Dollard. It's 1-2. Finally, I mean, he's been working pretty darn slow today. He's been right up against the edge of the pitch clock. There he's finally called for it. 1-2. The pitch to Glendinning. Misses down and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Infield shaded to pull the first baseman Shiner about 20 feet off the bag at first. And the 2-2. Swinging a foul tip. And Shia, the catcher, can't hold on to. We'll do it once more. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Outfield plays with a slight gap in left center for Glendinning. In the 2-2. This is high. He ducks out of the way. The count grows full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Three balls, 2 strikes. Nobody out. The base is empty here in the top of the 5th. The payoff to Glendinning. Line foul to the right. Into one of the suites. How about that? We'll do it again. 3 balls and 2 strikes. This is the first 3-2 count that Dollard's had today. Glendinning's put together a nice battle. That'll be the 10th pitch of the plate appearance coming up. We'll do it again. 3-2. The payoff once more. Again, line foul to the right. Nearly into the same suite. Bounces off the signage in front of the suite and back down to the stands. We'll do it again. 3 balls and 2 strikes. By far, Glendinning's longest plate appearance of the season. His previous high was 8 pitches. Now here comes the 11th of the at-bat. Again, the 3-2. Chop to the third, the shortstop, Unroh, who slings a throw to first over in time. So Glendinning, a lengthy battle. He does not come out on top. It's the first out of the 5th inning. Time now to take a look around the Texas League with our out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Walmart. Save money, live better. Full slate of games today across the Texas League. Action in Frisco, Wichita, San Antonio, and Amarillo. We'll start in San Antonio, where the Missions lead the Midland Rockhounds 3-0 through 2 innings from Nelson Wolf Stadium. The first pitch to Logan Porter, the catcher, misses outside for ball 1. Top of the 5th from Riders Field in Frisco, the Corpus Christi Hooks lead the Frisco Rough Riders 2-1. 1 ball and 1 strike on Porter. Dollar to pitch. Misses down. 2 balls and no strikes. Top of the 3rd inning in Amarillo. The Tulsa Drillers 2 in the 1st and 1 in the 2nd lead the Amarillo Sod Poodles 3-0 from Hodgetown. And bottom of the 2nd in Wichita, the Wind Surge lead the Springfield Cardinals 2-0 from Riverfront Stadium. 2-0 the count. High ball 3. 3 balls and no strikes on the Naturals catcher. Jake Anchia, the catcher, calls time. Out for a chat with Taylor Dollard. off to the second base side of the mound. Their backs to home plate. Porter grounded out to end the second. That's for the second time today. Three balls and no strikes on Logan Porter. Base is empty. One out. Dollar to deep breath. The 3-0 to Porter. Misses outside for ball four. So Logan Porter is the first natural to reach base the second time through the lineup. He's down to first, and here's Jake Means. Means popped out to begin the third, batting for the second time today with a runner on first and one out here at the top of the fifth inning. Find out why banking customers love the Arvest Go mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. Visit arvest.com/go for more details. Righty on righty is the first pitch to Means. In for a called strike one. Jake coming to the Royals was really a stars aligning kind of moment. No balls and a strike. The pitch. Poked to the right. Fouling out of play over the netting. 0-2. Just grew up in a suburb of Kansas City, Olathe. Went to the same high school that Bubba Starling did. Royals former first round pick. Then went to Indiana State with last year natural. And then both were drafted by the Royals in 2019. The 0-2 pitch. Check swing and a ball down and away. Means held up his swing. They say on the appeal to first base umpire Steven Rios, it's 1-2. In 2019, Means was assigned to Burlington in the Appalachian League, whereas Dungan went to the Pioneer League's Idaho Falls Chuckers. The Royals were one of two teams that had two advanced rookie affiliates. 1-2 pitch. This is down low, two balls and two strikes. Back in the wild west of 160 minor league teams, when you had rookie ball in the complex leagues, advanced rookie in the Appalachian and Pioneer Leagues, short season A, full season A, and then high A, double A, and triple A. 2-2 on Means, the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Chases down and outside. Sixth strikeout for Taylor Dollard is the second out here in the fifth. A Porter still on first base, now with two outs for John Rave, the left fielder. Righty and lefty, Rave walked in the third inning. Takes the first pitch, a breaking ball in for a strike. Now the Royals and the Reds used to be the only two teams with two advanced rookie affiliates. No balls and a strike, the pitch. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Nearly every team had an advanced rookie affiliate or a short season A affiliate. Essentially played the same season. Some teams had two. The Cardinals had the Johnson City Cardinals in the Appy League. The State College Spikes in the New York Penn League. Cincinnati and Kansas City had two advanced rookie affiliates, though. Rave swings and misses. That's strike three. The seventh strikeout for Taylor Dollard as he's through five scoreless innings. He's kept the Naturals at bay. No runs, no hit left on. Halfway through tonight's ballgame, after 4.5, it's 4-0 Travelers.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
When quality, value, and energy savings matter most, you need to choose Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Our award-winning Made in America, double and triple pane replacement windows and industry-leading warranties make Window World the number one choice for your next home remodel. Plus, we also offer the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding, and guttering for your home. Truly making us the brand you can trust. Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
We won't be beat.
Placid Tire Service is the low price leader on tires. We have a huge selection in stock and ready to install now. Plus, we offer unbeatable service, including our 4 tires, 1 hour guarantee. On top of that, our Placid Tire Service card and no credit needed financing options can make the purchase easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontytown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PlacidTireService.com. The best service, the biggest selection, and the lowest price. That's Plaza Tire Service.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Halfway home, the Travelers lead the Naturals 4-0 from Dickie Stevens Park. No runs on one hit for the Naturals, one error. 4 runs on 5 hits, no errors for the Travelers. When we enter the back half of the game, it'll be 4, 5, and 6 due up for the Travelers, starting with the switch-hitting DH, Caden Polkovich. Angel Serpa into his fifth inning of work. Polkovich pops the first pitch into shallow center field. The shortstop, Michael Garcia, calls for it and makes the catch for the first out. Well, Serpa, just an 8-pitch in the fifth, but with some action up in the Naturals bullpen. Zach Phillips is throwing for Northwest Arkansas, the southpaw. We haven't seen him since last Wednesday when he threw 3 innings against Wichita. Now Zach DeLoach bats, the left-handed hitting right fielder. Takes the first pitch for a call, strike one. He reached on an error in the first, struck out swinging in the third. Serpa kicks in the 0-1. Tapped foul. Got a piece of DeLoach. Kicks off to the left towards the Naturals' third base dugout. Counts no balls and 2 strikes. No balls, 2 strikes. With the bases empty, 1 out. Serpa's pitch. Outside corner. Ring him up. Strike 3 called. 4 strikeouts for Angel Serpa. And we have 2 outs here in the fifth. Man, it really feels like after giving up that home run in the second inning, Serpa's found his groove. Has retired 9 of his last 11 batters. Cade Marlowe, the left-handed hitting center fielder, takes the first pitch for ball one. Singled in the first and grounded out in the third. Lefty on lefty, the 1-0. Misses outside, 2-0. So he has stretched his on-base streak to 11 games with that first inning single. Two balls and no strikes, and the pitch. Misses a touch outside, 3 balls and no strikes. Three and 0, Serpa kicks and delivers. Called the strike. Just to the bottom of the zone. 3-1. Jake and Chia waits on deck. 3 balls and a strike to Cade Marlowe. Serpa kicks and delivers. Flied high in the air and deep to right field. Eaton back. He looks up. That ball is well gone. A sperm. A solo home run for Cade Marlowe is his 3rd of the season, his 2nd straight night with a home run. Travelers extend their lead. It's 5-0. And as Marlowe crosses home plate, Chris Widger makes the walk out to the mound and points out to the Naturals bullpen in right center field. That's all for Angel Serpa. She has 4 2/3 innings. Was in a good groove, but snaps out of it, allowing the home run to Cade Marlowe. He can't get through 5 innings tonight. We'll be back after this pitching change from Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock. Travelers lead the Naturals 5-0.
Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale has a Gravely mower for you. Wide price range, lots of nice features, and made in the USA. Don't make the box store mistake where you have no service or repair parts after the sale. Buy from a reputable dealer who has parts and service after the sale and will take care of all of your mowing needs. That's Straits Lawn and Garden, Springdale.
With the Naturals coming off a league championship last season, the 2022 season is jam-packed with memorable giveaways. Make sure to arrive early to get your hands on commemorative items celebrating the championship win. Or how about a Vinny Pasquantino jersey t-shirt on Thursday, May 12th? And best of all, a one-of-a-kind AA Central replica championship ring on Saturday, June 4th. To check out the full list of giveaways, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
You know, fans, Tyson Foods and the Naturals have a lot in common. For starters, we've both got a pretty great team, and we've got some heavy hitters in our lineup. Some members of our starting lineup are Tyson Chicken, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Hillshire Farm, State Fair, and Wright Brand Bacon. And just like the Naturals, we're proud to call Springdale our home. Check out our whole roster and get to know us better at TysonFoods.com.
This is left-handed pitcher Zach Phillips, and I'm taking the mound. You are tuned in to North Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Well, we pick things up here again in the bottom of the fifth inning. Arkansas Travelers lead the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 5-0. Angel Serpa, 4 2/3 innings, allows 5 runs, 3 of them earned. On 3 walks and 6 hits, he strikes out 4 across 85 pitches, facing 24 batters. Phillips, the left-hander out of Texarkana. The Travelers were the team that he followed growing up as a kid. First pitch misses for ball 1 to Jake Anchia, the catcher. So Anchia, the right-handed hitting catcher, faces Phillips, the southpaw. 1-0 pitch. Fouled to the right. Counts even 1-1. Call Texarkana. About a 2-hour drive southwest of where we are right now in Little Rock. Pitch misses. It's 2-1. The Travelers, the Frisco Rough Riders, about 2.5 hours west. Pitch misses away. 3-1. Phillips' is 8th appearance out of the bullpen this season. No record with an ERA of 9. Here's the 3-1. Good fastball right down the heart of the plate for strike 2. 3 balls and 2 strikes. In 19 innings, Phillips has allowed 19 earned runs and struck out 12. He kicks in the payoff pitch. Inside ball 4. Down to the shoot tops of Anchia. He walks for the second time today. Down to first, the Travelers, a 2-out base runner. Here's Riley Unroe, the switch hitting shortstop. Unroe has twice grounded out to the Naturals third baseman Jake Means in the second and third innings. Switch hitter bats from the right side against the lefty Phillips. First pitch is in for a strike. He's in a bit of a slump. Batting 161, or 171, I beg your pardon. 171 this season. And the pitch, flied to the right. Get out of play, foul into the stands. Strikes. Unroad just 2 for 32 in the month of May. The 0-2 pitch sails outside. 1 ball and 2 strikes. He's been hitless for over a week now. One of the older players on this roster. 26 years old. He fouls the pitch straight over our heads, out of play. 1 ball and 2 strikes. The 2-strike pitch. 1-2 is in there, called for strike 3. Unroe disagrees with the call. He has some words for Chris Presley Murphy, the home plate umpire, as he begins a somber walk back to the dugout. But the Travelers add a run on the solo home run from Cade Marlowe. A run on a hit to walk. No errors and a runner left on. It's 5-0 Travelers through 5 innings. Let's head to the 6th.
The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nonstop routes to 24 destinations with 6 different airlines to choose from. From Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com for more information on flight options. And remember, to fly safe, fly local,
by XNA.
Golf USA Fayetteville is as golf as it gets. From beginner to PGA Tour member, Golf USA has the experienced staff and the largest selection of the biggest names in golf to help you play better. We offer certified custom club fitting for brands like Callaway, Titleist, Mizuno, and more. And we have huge apparel selections from Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and TravisMathew. Swing by the store at 3184 North College in Fayetteville. Golf USA is your natural choice for golf in Northwest.
On winning excitement, it's time to go where everybody goes. Indigo Sky Casino. Delicious food, live entertainment, and fun bars. A large, spacious gaming floor full of your favorite games. And everybody's favorite, bingo. Come play in a safe, clean, exciting atmosphere. Come play and stay at Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, we head to the sixth inning. The Naturals trail the Travelers 5-0. Taylor Dollard threw five scoreless on 65 pitches. He struck out seven. Back out for the sixth inning, facing the Naturals leadoff hitter, Mike Callan Garcia. Right on right, the first pitch. Catches the top of the zone. Fastball for strike one. It'll be Garcia, Lofton, and Massey. 1, 2, and 3 in the Naturals order. As we go through the lineup for the third time now. 0-1. Here's Dollard's pitch. Sky to right field. Deloach over to his left. Reaches up and makes the grab. And there's one away. Oh, he missed a defensive change in the last inning. Tanner Kerwer took over for Jack Larson at the number one spot in the batting order in left field. Tanner Kerwer is now the left fielder for the Travelers. He'll be due up second when we go to the bottom half of this inning. Now it's the natural center fielder, Nick Lofton. 0-1 today in the first pitch. Misses inside. 1-0. He laid down a sack bunt in the first that moved Mike Callan Garcia to second base. He flied out to right field to end the third inning. And the pitch.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions, it's either first place or no place. Challenges, they come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
On to the bottom of the sixth inning, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals trail the Arkansas Travelers. 5-0. A quick defensive change for the Naturals. Robbie Glendening goes from first base to third base. Jake Means goes from third to first. So a straight-up switch. Glendening and Means flip-flop. First pitch to Patrick Frick from Zach Phillips is a ball. Second pitch, called a strike. Counts even 1-1. So Frick 0-2 today, grounded out in the second, and then again in the fourth. The pitch, swing and a miss. Counts 1-2. Glendinning and Means have played the most first base of any Naturals players this season. The 1-2 misses a touch low. Two balls and two strikes. Glendinning's played a decent amount of third. Not a ton, though. 1-2 pitch is lined up the middle into center field for a base hit. Ball just barely bounced at the cut of the outfield grass in center field. So Frick aboard with a single. Back to the top of the order for Tanner Kerwer. The left fielder came in defensively in the top of the fifth inning. Hitting in place now of Jack Larson, who went 2-for-3. Runner on first and nobody out. The first pitch misses high and away for ball one. Well, again, the Major League Scoreboard update brought to you. Learn from exceptional faculty and chase your dreams at Arkansas's most affordable four-year campus, the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. 1-0 pitches lined into center field. Nick Lofton into a dive. Oh, what a catch! Charging in from center field, he dives in front, to make a sensational grab. That's our Breeze Airways seriously nice play of the game. Breeze has high flexibility booking, which allows you to rebook or cancel up to 15 minutes prior to the scheduled departure without penalty. There's the first out of the sixth inning. Now Jake Shiner bats. Shiner walked and scored in the first, a two-run homer in the second. Then he grounded out in the fourth. Takes the first pitch high for ball one. Again, our Major League Scoreboard update brought to you by the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/jointhepride. 1-0, swung through a miss by Shiner, 1-1. On this Wednesday, not every team is in action. We do already have six finals and one game postponed. Pickoff move to first, and Patrick Frick is picked off. A delayed call from Steven Rios. But Frick picked off by Zach Phillips for the second out of the sixth inning. A nice move from the southpaw to get the runaround at first. 1-1-2. Shiner is bounced to the third baseman, Glendinning. Takes it on a hop and throws to first base in time for the out. So Zach Phillips, a scoreless fifth inning. I guess we'll have to take a look at the Major League scoreboard when we go to the seventh. No runs on a hit, no errors, and no runners left on. To the seventh we go. Travelers lead the Naturals 5-0.
Hey, Naturals fans. Have you been daydreaming about a fun and affordable getaway? Why not make it a reality with Breeze Airways? With Breeze, you can fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze never charges change or cancellation fees, so you can book with complete peace of mind. What are you waiting for? Go to www.com or download the Breeze app to plan your trip. Breeze Airways. Seriously nice.
June will be a can't-miss month of Northwest Arkansas Naturals games at our best ballpark. Be here for Star Wars Night on Friday, June 3rd, Growlin' Chickens Weekend, June 17th and 18th, and Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, June 25th. And best of all, the Naturals will wear specialty jerseys every time. To check out the full list of theme nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Grasshopper is the king of all the zero turns on the market. Did you know they were the first zero turn made and their product is made in the USA? Grasshopper has out front and mid-mount zero turns. They have gas and diesel models. The deck sizes range from 41 inches to the large 72 inches. Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale, the largest Grasshopper dealer in the four-state area.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Top of the seventh inning from Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock. Travelers lead the Naturals 5-0. Arvest Bank helps you find the right credit card. From Arvest Flex Rewards cards that earn points to Arvest True Rate cards with money-saving low interest rates. Apply today at arvest.com/creditcards. Member FDIC, credit cards subject to approval. Well, the Travelers athletic trainer, Amanda Lee, is out looking at the catcher, Jake and Chia. Now she heads back to the dugout, and Chia looks all right. Taylor Dollard back out for the seventh. He's thrown six scoreless innings on just 72 pitches. He'll start off with Suli Matias, the first pitch. Big swing and a miss for strike one. It'll be Matias, Eaton, and Glendinning, 4, 5, and 6 in the Naturals order. Dollard has walked 2, allowed a hit, and struck out 7 through 6 scoreless frames. Matias 0 for 2 today. And the 0-1 pitch. This is inside, 1-1 finally from UAFS. Red Sox bounced back from a big loss yesterday to beat the Astros 5-1 at Fenway. Houston had just 2 hits behind a complete game from Nick Pivetta. Cue shot sent foul to the right, 1-2. Day baseball in Los Angeles as the Dodgers beat the Diamondbacks 5-3. Twins rout the Oakland Athletics 14-4 from the Oakland Coliseum. 1-2 on Matias. Dollard's pitch popped to the right, fouling out of play over the Traveler first base dugout into the cross aisle. We'll do it again, 1-2. Rockies beat the Giants at home from Coors Field 5-3. Tampa Bay Rays beat the Detroit Tigers from the Tropicana Field 6-1. And the Milwaukee Brewers walk off in 11. 7-6 winners over the Atlanta Braves from Miller Park. Again, the 1-2 to Matias. High in the air out to left center field, but playable. Marlowe and Kerwer charge, and it's the center fielder Marlowe in shallow left center to make the grab for the first out of the seventh. One away, here's Nate Eaton. So those are the finals. Games in progress, 8 of them. Marlins and Nationals tied at 3 in the 7th from Miami. End of 7 in Philadelphia, the Phillies shutting out the Padres 3-0. Top of the 8th in Baltimore, the Yankees lead the Orioles 3-2. Bottom of the 7th in Toronto, Mariners lead the Blue Jays 4-1. First pitch to Eaton, trying to bunt for a base hit, drops it down, foul up the third base line, 0-1. Eaton 0-2 today with a pair of strikeouts, so just like to put the ball in play here. Bottom of the 5th from New York, where the Mets lead the Cardinals 3-2. Top of the 5th in Chicago, Pirates leading the Cubs 3-2. Bottom of the 4th in Arlington, Angels lead the Rangers 2-0. Top of the 3rd in Kansas City, White Sox and Royals tied at 1. The 0-1 to Eaton. High in the air out to left center field again. And again, Marlowe and Kerwer charge in. I'm getting deja vu. That's exactly what the last play was. Eaton flies out to the center fielder Marlowe in shallow left center for the... So that's again a look at the Major League scoreboard. The update brought to you by the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Zach Greinke pitching in the top of the third inning with MJ Melendez's battery. Royals have 4 hits. From Whit Merrifield, Bobby Witt Jr., Emmanuel Rivera, and Nicky Lopez. First pitch to Robbie Glendinning. Bounce to the third baseman, Rizzo. Takes it on the backhand and sidearms a throw to first base. In time for the out. Another 1-2-3 inning for Taylor Dollard. He's set down 8 in a row and pitched 7 scoreless innings on exactly 80 pitches. No runs, no hits, no errors. No runners left on. It's stretch time in North Little Rock. And the 7th inning stretch, as always, is presented by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Trusted for more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross provides affordable health, dental, and vision insurance for Arkansans. Schedule an appointment today with one of our friendly health insurance experts from our Arkansas Blue Welcome Centers in Fayetteville or Rogers today. Bottom of the 7th coming up with the Naturals down 5-0.
I get scared sometimes.
Of a lot of things.
Joining in.
Decisions.
The dark.
The dark.
But I once heard someone say.
But as I always say.
It's okay to be afraid.
As long as you face the fear.
And keep moving forward.
Wherever you are in life, count on the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Want a cleaner and healthier home? Simply call Stanley Steamer at 1-800-STEAMER and schedule a carpet, tile, or hardwood cleaning. And save big with our $99 cleaning special.
Call 1-800-STEAMER. Stanley Steamer gets your home cleaner.
The Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville is a hit with families and children of all ages. With 50,000 square feet of interactive, hands-on experiences in science, technology, engineering, art, and math, the Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone to explore, play, create, and learn. Visit the Amazium and discover the connection between the sciences and arts and the place for the trip to the Amazium. Open every day except Tuesdays. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
This is left-handed pitcher Zach Phillips, and you're tuned in to Northwest Arkansas Natural Baseball. Let's get back to the ballpark with the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Bottom of the 7th inning, Zach Phillips back out there. He starts Joe Rizzo. First pitch off for a ball, 1-0. Rizzo, Caden Polkovich, and Zach Deloach. 3-4-5 for the Travelers. The pitch to Rizzo, high in the air, deep out to right field. But in the ballpark, Eaton has it the right fielder a couple of paces in front of the warning track. Makes the grab, and there's one away. Hey, Naturals fans, the Royals' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Naturals on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use the promo code NATURALS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Now it'll be Polkovich, the switch-hitting designated hitter, batting from the right side for the fourth time today. Takes the first pitch from Phillips in for a ball, 1-0. Polkovich 0-for-3, struck out in the first, flyouts in the second and the fifth. Phillips kicks in the 1-0. Big swing and a miss. Counts even 1-1. Infield shades Polkovic slightly to pull. Phillips has the sign. Steps back into his motion, lifts his right leg and delivers. Called a strike on the outer edge. One ball and two strikes. And the 1-2. Tap foul towards the visiting on deck circle on the third base side. We'll do it again, a ball and two strikes. Doesn't appear to be any activity in the Travelers' bullpen. Taylor Dollard threw seven scoreless innings on 80 pitches. Phillips, the 1-2, misses well outside. Porter can't get a glove on it. Two balls, two strikes. A nice breeze starting to waft through Dickey Stevens Park. The 2-2 pitch, line to left field. John Rafe charges in, makes the catch one-handed at the letters for the second out of the seventh inning. Two away, and it'll be the right fielder, Zach Deloach. So now Phillips threw two scoreless innings of relief. Took over with two outs in the fifth inning for Angel Serpa. He's allowed a walk and a single, struck out a batter. First pitch called for a strike. Deloach reached on an error that brought home two runs in the first inning. Struck out swinging in the third, looking in the fifth. The last two strikeouts today for Serpa. Taps the breaking ball foul back to the screen. Quickly 0-2. No balls and two strikes on Deloach. With two outs and the bases empty. Phillips the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. For the first time today, the Travelers are down 1-2-3. Phillips with a scoreless seventh inning. No runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left aboard. We go to the eighth. Times is ticking. Six outs to work with for the Naturals, trailing 5-0.
Hi, I'm Matt Mobby with Professional Business Systems. Back in 1986, we started providing Northwest Arkansas with the finest in office technology. A lot has changed since then. Over the years, we've adapted to offer the latest cutting-edge business solutions. But one thing that hasn't changed, we still guarantee a four-hour response time to every call. If you're ready to take your business to the next level and experience service you can trust, call Professional Business Systems at 636-0001 or find us online at pbsteam.com.
Window World, America's largest window replacement company, has just what you need when it comes to windows that enhance, beautify, and add value to your home. Like our award-winning Made in America double and triple pane replacement windows, all with lifetime warranties. But did you know we can also provide you with the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding and guttering, and we even offer specialty windows and new construction windows. Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today, free in-home estimate.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
I'm your catch.
Trailing the Arkansas Travelers 5-0. Logan Porter as Taylor Dollard is into his eighth inning of work. First pitch is called to strike, 0-1. Porter, Jake Means, and John Rave, 7, 8, and 9 in the Naturals' order. Still just one hit today. That came on the very first pitch of the game. 0-1. This is inside. One ball and one strike. Porter grounded out in the second, walked in the fifth. He's the last Natural to reach base. Dollard's retired 8 in a row. Here's the 1-1. Big swing and a miss through an elevated fastball. Counts 1-2. One ball and two strikes to the Naturals catcher. Not only has Dollard set down 8 in a row, he's retired 14 of his last 15. 1-2 pitch. Bouncy ball hit to the left side. The shortstop, Unroe, on the backhand. It kicks off his glove and sails into left field. Now Logan Porter aboard. Not sure if that'll be ruled a hit or an error.
Now, right,
The scoreboard has a two in the hit column, so for now that's a single. Jake Means popped out in the third, struck out in the fifth. So 0 for 2 today, bats with a runner on first, and nobody out. Dollard at the belt, out of the stretch his pitch. Means squares to bunt, can't connect, that's strike one. A little bit of activity in the Traveler bullpen. Dollard has the sign, the right-hander out of the stretch, the 0-1. Sails high. One ball and one strike. Infield shade slightly to pull. Double play depth up the middle with a slight gap in. Now first baseman. The 1-1. Big swing and a miss. 1-2. He started the game at third base, then at the bottom of the sixth inning, he and Robbie Glendinning switched places defensively. Glendinning went from first to third, Means went from third to first. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Down and away, Means lays off. Counts even, two balls and two strikes. Two balls and two strikes. Nobody out and a runner on first, Logan Porter. Time's called. Means steps out of the box and adjusts his batting gloves. They're white, finger to wrist. Fingernail to wrist, I should say. All white batting gloves. Wrinkles a gray bat over his right shoulder. Dollard has the 2-2 sign, kicks and delivers. Smacked foul down the right side, out of play. Do it once more. Two balls and two strikes, the count even. Two balls, two strikes. Porter leading from first and the pitch. Hot foul to the right. Means a good battle here. We'll do it once more. Two balls and two strikes on the natural first baseman. He has reached in four straight games. That ties a season high for Means. That streak in jeopardy here in the eighth inning. The Naturals trailing 5-0. 2-2 the count. Again, Dollard, the even count offering. Swing and a miss, strike three. Means goes fishing just below the zone for strike three, the eighth strikeout for Taylor Dollard. One out in the eighth. Arvest Bank is conducting its 12th annual Million Meals campaign in an effort to fight hunger right here in our communities. This is a much-needed effort as more than 10.5% of American households were food insecure as recently as 2020. Learn more by visiting arvest.com/millionmeals today. And it hitting left fielder 0-for-1 today with a walk. And the first pitch drops in for a strike. 0-1. He walked in the third, struck out in the fifth inning. Bats with Logan Porter on first and one out in the eighth. The Naturals trailing the Travelers 5-0. Dollard set at the belts, has the sign, a deep breath, kicks and fires. Rolled over, bouncing ball over the first baseman Shiner and into right field. Logan Porter hustles around second and is into third standing up. A pair of singles here in the eighth. The Naturals have runners on the corners. And that ball was about placed as well as any bouncing ball can be. So Rave on first, Porter on third. Maybe a little something working here for the Naturals with one out. We're back to the top of the order for Michael Garcia. That was 1-for-3 today. Single on the first pitch of the game. That was the Naturals' only hit until this inning. First pitch to Garcia. This is down and away for ball one. Singled in the first, lined out in the third, flied out in the sixth. Both of his outs in the air were to right field. Double play depth up the middle. Infield slightly to pull. Here's the 1-0. Misses inside. Two balls and no strikes on Garcia. The Naturals threatening with their first run of the game. 90 feet away on third base in the form of Logan Porter, trying to avoid a shutout. A left-hander warming up in the Traveler bullpen. Ben Onishko. A Canadian. Southpaw warming up in the pen for the Travelers. Two and oh on Garden, one out. Dollard has the sign and the pitch. Check swing on a strike anyway. 2-1 on Mikel now. It's another two-hit game for him yesterday. That feels like it's becoming a rather regular occurrence. He's third on the team with 11 multi-hit games. And the pitch is lined into left center field. That'll break the shutout. Logan Porter trots home from third base. Mikel Garcia cruises into second with a stand-up double. Oh, an RBI double. Scores Logan Porter. It's now 5-1 Naturals. Two runners in scoring position. What was that we were talking about? Another two-hit game for Mikel Garcia. And that'll be the end of the line for Taylor Dollard. Seven fantastic innings, but the Naturals give him trouble here in the eighth. Three hits. He'll exit with the Travelers up by four runs. 5-1 the score with one out in the eighth. Two runners in scoring position. We'll be back after this on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Since 2002, Pickett Construction has been handling the Northwest Arkansas community's commercial and residential construction needs. From development, design, and construction, we're here for you no matter the scale of the job. Pickett Construction. You pick it, we build it.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Honey, I know it's dollar hot dog night, but that doesn't mean you should eat 12 of them.
I love a good value, and I love hot dogs.
You want value? Check out Unify Financial Credit Union. Not only do they have free checking and competitive loan rates, but they have locations in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and Siloam Springs.
Unify Financial Credit Union, serving Northwest Arkansas. For more information, visit unifyfcu.com or phone 877-254-9328. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
And Unify won't hurt your sensitive tummy.
Hey, Naturals fans. Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the community, for more than 50 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go Naturals. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, we continue in the top of the eighth inning. 5-1 Travelers lead the Naturals. And Ben Onishko, the left-hander out of Manitoba, takes over. Taylor Dollard, 7 1/3 innings. He allows a run on 4 hits, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts across 97 pitches. So Onishko, the left-hander, facing the right-handed hitting center fielder Nick Lofton. First pitch in for strike one. This is Onishko's 11th appearance out of the bullpen this season. He's 1-1 with a 1.13 ERA. He's allowed 2 earned runs in 16 innings with 10 walks and 15 strikeouts. Mariners 24th round draft pick in 2018. The 1 misses outside. 1-1. Logan Porter singled to begin the 8th inning. Then Jake Means struck out swinging. John Raves singled. That put runners on the corners. Mikel Garcia doubled in Porter. That was the end of the line for Dollard. 1-1 to Lofton. Bouncing ball tapped foul into the hands of the Naturals third base coach, manager Chris Widger. And it's 1-2. Lofton 0-2 today. Laid down a sack bunt in the first inning. Flied out in the third and lined out on a hard hit ball in the sixth inning. The 1-2. Little floater right to the second baseman, Frick. Maybe back a couple of steps. He makes the grab for the second out. So still two runners in scoring position for the Naturals. With now two outs, Michael Massey will hit left-on-left matchup. Onishko taken in the 24th round out of Stetson University. Split last year between High A Everett and Triple A Tacoma. Mariners will do that with a close proximity between those two affiliates. Lefty on lefty for Massey, the first pitch. Bouncing ball hit to the first baseman, Shiner, fields it on the back end. Underhand flip to first base. Onishko can't field it cleanly. Rave home from third. Garcia around from second. It's 5-3 Travelers. The Naturals are within two and will have the tying run coming to the plate in Sully Matias. I'm going to think that'll be a missed catch error on the pitcher Onishko.
Now batting,
it's pretty much right to him. So Lofton popped out. Massey now on first. It's 5-3 Naturals. The tying run at the plate to Sully Matias. First pitch to Sully. Called for strike one. There's an error up on the board. Just haven't seen who it will be on yet. 0-1 on Sully, who's 0-3 today. No balls and a strike. The pitch. Misses inside. Scoots him up a bit. 1-1. It is indeed a missed catch error by Onishko. Scores two runs. The 1-1 to Matias. Swinging a foul tip. The catcher and Chia can't quite hold on to. Counts a ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes to Sully Matias with Michael Massey leading from first base. Naturals within two. It's 5-3 here in the eighth. And the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball just misses at the top of the zone. Counts even 2-2. Both of those runs credited to Taylor Dollard, though both are unearned. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Matias down to a knee. Really big swing. He can't connect, and the Naturals leave a runner on. But how about this? Three runs for the Naturals, one of them earned on three hits and error, and a runner left on. So as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning, the Naturals are all of a sudden within striking distance, down by two. It's 5-3.
See Pleasant Tire Service today for the right tire at the right price right now. Pleasant Tire Service is the area's biggest selection of in-stock tires at the lowest price with outstanding service, including our four tires, 1 hour guarantee. Plus, we make the purchase easy on your budget with our Pleasant Tire Service card or no credit needed financing options. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontitown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PleasantTireService.com. For the right tire at the right price right now, see Pleasant Tire Service.
Yeah! Don't miss out on all of the food and drink specials at Arvest Ballpark during the 2022 season of Naturals Baseball. Enjoy Johnsonville Bucca Brat every Tuesday night home game, $1.50 barbecue sliders on Wednesdays, Thirsty Thursdays feature $2 beers, $2 peanuts, $1 sodas, and $1 Farm Rich mozzarella sticks. And of course, enjoy happy hour specials during our bullpen parties before the game on Friday and Saturday nights. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
This is right-handed pitcher Zach Willman, and I'm taking the mound. You're tuned in to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Well, as Zach alluded, thinning the Naturals trail the Arkansas Travelers 5-3. Zach Phillips, 2 1/3 scoreless, allows a walk and a hit with two strikeouts. Faces eight batters, gets seven outs, and throws 32 pitches. Willeman, the right-hander, his first pitch to the left-handed hitting Cade Marlowe is rolled over to the first baseman Jake Means, who beats Marlowe in a foot race to first base. One away. So Cade Marlowe falls to 2-for-4 in the day. That'll be Jake and Shia, the catcher, with Riley Unroe, the shortstop, due up next. This is Williman's 12th appearance of the season. 0-2 with a 7.31 earned run average. He struck out 18 in 16 innings with a fastball that is up near 100 miles an hour. First pitch to Anchia, the right-hander. In for strike one. Popped out in the first and drew walks in the third and fifth innings. So the box score reads Anchia 0 for 1 today. Williman's 0-1 pitch. Tapped foul to the left. No balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes with one out. Williman, the third pitcher of the game for the Naturals, first right-hander. The 0-2. Breaking ball swung through a missed for strike three. And Chia kept off balance for the second out of the eighth inning. Find out why banking customers love the Arvest Go mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. Visit arvest.com/go for more details. The 2-0 base is empty in the bottom of the eighth inning. It'll be the switch hitter Riley Unruh batting from the left side for the first time today against the righty Williman. First pitch, another good off-speed pitch. Swung through a missed for strike one. Unruh 0 for 3 today. Ground outs in the second and third. Struck out looking in the fifth. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Quickly 0-2. Williman going to the slow stuff more than his fastball in this inning, but it's working, keeping the Travelers hitters off balance. Maybe a fastball here. The 0-2. 97 outside. One ball and two strikes. It's empty. Naturals trailing 5-3 in the eighth. And Williman's pitch. Again, the breaking ball swung through a miss for strike three. A quick, easy breezy. 1-2-3. Bottom of the eighth inning. Zach Williman retires the Travelers in order. No runs, no hits, no errors. No runners left on base. Travs have been retired 8 in a row dating back to the 6th inning. But the Naturals are down to their final 3 outs. We go to the top of the 9th inning. It's 5-3 in favor of the Travelers.
Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale has a Gravely mower for you. Wide price range, lots of nice features, and made in the USA. Don't make the box store mistake where you have no service or repair parts after the sale. Buy from a reputable dealer who has parts and service after the sale and will take care of all of your mowing needs. That's Straits Lawn and Garden, Springdale.
Naturals fans, the Royals' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Naturals on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go, and use promo code NATURALS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
At Today Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
This is Nate Eaton for the Naturals, and you're tuning in to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network. Now, let's head back to the ballpark.
Final 3 outs, trailing the Arkansas Travelers 5-3. Michael Striffler, the right-handed closer, takes over for the Travelers. His first pitch to Nate Eaton is in for strike one. No balls and a strike on Eaton. We'll see Eaton, Glendinning, and Logan Porter. 5, 6, and 7 in the Naturals order down to their final 3 outs and trailing by 2 runs, 5-3. Striffler kicks and the 0-1 is swung through a missed. No balls and 2 strikes. Well, this is Michael Striffler's 13th appearance out of the bullpen this season. He's 1-0 with an ERA of 0. He hasn't allowed a run in 13 innings. Walked 8, allowed 5 hits, and struck out 19. Eaton bounces the 0-2 pitch through the left side, off the glove of the shortstop, Unruh, and into left field for a base hit. His first hit of the day puts the leadoff man on for the Naturals here in the ninth and brings the tying run to the plate. It's Robbie Glendinning. This is a save situation for Striffler, who has 5 of them in 6 attempts this season. 5 saves, tied with Springfield's Freddie Pacheco for second in the league behind Wichita's Austin Schulfer, who has 6. Robbie Glendinning bats 0 for 3 today. The first pitch, big swing and a miss for strike one. Well, Naturals, three runs on now five hits with an error. The Travelers, five runs on seven hits with an error. Three outs to work with. Naturals down by two. The 0-1 skips in the dirt off to the right. Picked by Anchia. Just bounces a few feet away from him. Keeps eating at first. Counts 1-1. I wouldn't be totally surprised to see Eaton try and swipe second at some point. And you want to be careful, but you have plus speed on first base. Eliminate the possibility of a double play, potentially. 1-1. Striffler's pitch. Swung through a missed. It's 1-2 now on Glendinning. One ball and two strikes. With nobody out and a runner on. The pitch. Glendinning lays off and the count's even. Two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Tying run at the plate for the Naturals. The pitch. Misses outside. And we're full. Three balls and two strikes on Glendinning with Logan Porter waiting on deck. Well, the Naturals never go down without a fight. Trying to come from behind here in the ninth. 3-2 pitch on the way. Bouncing ball chopped into the Naturals' third base dugout. Nice play made by Danny, our clubhouse manager, on the railing. Fields the ricochet off the net hit. We'll do it again. Three balls and two strikes. Nick Lofton comes over to give him some congratulations, maybe a pointer or two. We'll do it again. The 3-2 to Glendinning. Up and in for ball four. Nearly hit Glendinning. He backs out of the way. And the Naturals have two men on to begin the ninth. Eaton up to second with Glendinning on first now. And the go-ahead run will come to the plate in the form of Logan Porter. We'll see a pinch runner at first base. Ryan Grotejohn will add speed for the Naturals in place of Glendinning. This is Grotejohn's first action this month. So Grotejohn on first, Eaton on second. Nobody out for Logan Porter, the catcher. Righty on righty. The first pitch to Porter. High for ball one. Grounded out in the second, walked in the fifth, and singled and scored in the eighth. So he's one for two today. Has reached base in two of his three plate appearances. We have speed. The 1-0 to Porter. In for a strike on the inner third. One ball and one strike. Travelers play Porter to pull. The second baseman Frick shaded up the middle. First baseman Shiner plays a step in front of the baseline. The right-handed hitting Porter to pull. 1-1. The pitch. Swing and a miss. And a ball that dives below the zone. One ball and two strikes. Porter calls time. Wipes some sweat off of his brow. Maybe a little bit out of his helmet. One ball and two strikes. Nobody out with two runners on here in the ninth. Top of the ninth inning, Naturals trailing the Travelers 5-3. Tying run on first base, go-ahead run at the plate. And the 1-2. High for a ball. Just maybe a little outside. Two balls and two strikes. Tough pitch to take on two strikes, but as we've said before, Logan Porter, incredibly patient. This may be the guy that you want to have the plate in this situation as well. Two on with nobody out. The 2-2 pitch. Line foul. Bouncing ball off the ledge in front of the Travelers' first base dugout. We'll do it again. Two balls and two strikes. Now Michael Striffler's thrown 15 pitches and hasn't gotten it out yet. Two balls, two strikes. Porter wiggles the bat over his right shoulder. And the pitch. Popped high in the air. Right side of the diamond, infield fly is called. The first baseman, Shiner, comes into the grass to make the catch. The infield fly is the first out. The Naturals need to be careful. A double play could end it. And we'll see a pinch hitter, Tucker Bradley, batting in place of Jake Means. That'll give Chris Witcher the favorable handedness matchup. Left-handed hitting Bradley takes over for the right-handed hitting Means, who was 0 for 3 today. Bradley, the left-handed hitter against the right-handed throwing Striffler. 2-1 with one out. Both runners are off, and the first pitch is called for a strike. Not even a thought of a throw from the catcher, Anchia. Bradley didn't even bother swinging. Counts 0-1. On the Naturals' ninth double steal of the year. Both runners in scoring position with a tying run now on second base in the form of Ryan Grotejohn. And the pitch. Bradley rolls over to the right side. The first baseman, Shiner, takes it on a bounce. And he takes it to the first base bag himself. Three unassisted, but a run scores from third. Nate Eaton crosses the plate. And the Naturals are within a run. It's now 5-4. Well, the Naturals down to their final strike. Or their final out, I beg your pardon. Well, 5-4 this score with a tying run on third base. And Ryan Grotejohn with John Raitt, the left-handed hitting left fielder, batting. One on and two out. First pitch to Rave. In for strike one. That is the first run that's been scored off of Michael Striffler this season. Austin Schulfer hadn't allowed a run until last week when the Naturals got him for two in the ninth. That was a week ago today. 0-1 on Rave, kicking the pitch. Check swing on a ball down and in, but Rave went around. Strike two. So the Naturals down to their final strike tonight. No balls and two strikes with two outs. Trailing 5-4 here in the top of the ninth inning with the tying run 90 feet away on third base and Ryan Grotejohn. 0-2 on Rave, the pitch. Skips in the dirt, kicks up the third base line. That's a ball, 1-2. That was the wrong direction. If that goes behind home plate, well, the problem is it didn't go far enough for. If that goes up the first baseline behind home plate, maybe a little further, maybe Grotejohn can test it. But you don't want to make the final out in that situation at home plate. Striffler, ball and two strikes on Rave. Naturals down to their final strike tonight. And the 1-2. High for ball two. Even two balls and two strikes. Rave walked in the third, struck out in the fifth, singled and scored in the eighth. So the box score has him 1-for-2 today. Infield shaded to pull for the left-handed hitter. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And that's the ball game as the Arkansas Travelers take the second game over the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 5-4. The Naturals strand the tying run on third base here in the ninth inning. In the ninth, a run on a hit to walk. No errors and a runner left on. Oh, so close. It's the Naturals. Get the number right. That's the eighth one-run loss this season for Northwest Arkansas. The Travelers take the game. Again, 5-4 the final. We'll have the totals next to the Plaza Tire Service extra inning show.
Thanks for tuning in to today's Northwest Arkansas Naturals game. The game may be over, but we're far from through. Stick around for the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. We'll look inside the box score, highlights, and analysis of today's game. The Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show is next on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Here's to the fearless fight. The comeback. The battle against all odds. For some, it's taking the first step. For others, it's forging a new path, a chance to prove to ourselves what we're really made of. And with the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years, even a battered spirit can come back stronger. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
Live fearless.
Every Fireworks Friday with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Stay late every Friday night, plus Saturday, May 14th, and of course, Monday, July 4th. As the Royals' top prospects aren't the only ones putting on a show you'll never forget. Join the Naturals as the best fireworks show in minor league baseball lights up the Northwest Arkansas night sky with a panoramic view past the outfield fence. To check out the full list of fireworks nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
What's more exciting than a rally-ending double play or a walk-off home run? A day at the Scott Family Amazium. Explore science, technology, engineering, art, and math in the Amazium's 50,000 square foot exhibit gallery filled with hands-on interactive experiences for the entire family. Discover, wonder, create, and learn inside and outside the museum. The Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone. Open every day except Tuesdays. Double your play and make your day amazing with a visit to the Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
We won't be beat. Placid Tire Service is the low price leader on tires. We have a huge selection in stock and ready to install now. Plus, we offer unbeatable service, including our 4 tires, 1 hour guarantee. On top of that, our Placid Tire Service card and no credit needed financing options can make the purchase easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontytown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PlazaTireService.com. The best service, the biggest selection, and the lowest price. That's Placid Tire Service.
The game is over, but we're far from through. This is the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. It's time now for a look inside the box score with highlights and analysis of today's game. Now let's head back to the stadium. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, welcome back to Dickie Stevens Park as the Northwest Arkansas Naturals drop their second straight in North Little Rock. 5-4 the final here against the Arkansas Travelers. I'm Nicholas Batters, and welcome into the Plaza Tire Service Extra Innings Show. Well, the Naturals fall to 16-18 on the season, 2 games under .500. 4 runs on 5 hits and error, and the Naturals left 5 runners on. The Travelers, time of the game, 2 hours and 14 minutes in front of a crowd of 3,646 fans here at Dickie Stevens Park. Taylor Dollard gets the win and improves to 1-1. Angel Serpa takes a loss and falls to 1-3. It's Michael Striffler's 6th save of the season, though the Naturals do strike for the first run he's allowed this season. So I guess maybe you can take some solace in that, but it's marginal. Again, that's the 8th one-run loss the Naturals have had this season. That's tough. Now we're playing like a winner, player of the game, presented by Indigo Sky Casino, located on Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri. Our playing like a winner player of the game is going to be Zach Phillips tonight. 2 1/3 scoreless innings. He had a really, look, couple of reasons here. It's been a rough season for Zach Phillips so far. 2 1/3 scoreless, exactly what the Naturals need right there, especially after a rough start from Angel Serpa. I mean, it wasn't necessarily a rough start. It was a rough start to the start. Then Serpa kind of settled into a groove. Couldn't quite get through 5 innings. But Phillips stopped the bleeding. And he kept the Travelers scoreless. Gave the Naturals a chance to come back. Heck, the Naturals almost did. Travelers, 2 runs in the first and 2 in the second and 1 in the 5th. They were leading 5-0 at the end of the 5th inning. Naturals, 3 runs in the 8th inning. Logan Porter and John Rave singled. Then Michael Garcia doubled in Logan Porter. And Michael Massey reached on an error that scored Rave and Garcia. So the Naturals were within 2. Come to the 9th, Nate Eaton leads off with a single. Robbie Glendinen walks, and they pinch run for him with Ryan Grotejohn. Logan Porter popped out for the first out. The Naturals pulled off a double steal. Grotejohn and Eaton. Tucker Bradley pinch hit for Jake Means and grounded out, but that scored Eaton from third. And then Ryan Grotejohn was stranded on third to end the inning. So that's today's game. Let's take a look around the Texas League. The out-of-town scoreboard is presented by Walmart. We're the only final so far. 4 games in progress. Let's see. Well, we'll start deep in the heart of Texas in Frisco, the 4-3, that game in the bottom of the 8th inning from Riders Field. And how about this? The San Antonio Missions have not allowed a hit against the Midland Rockhounds into the top of the 7th inning. So San Antonio leading Midland 4-0 at home. Keep in mind, they know who the Travelers on Sunday. In Amarillo, the Tulsa Drillers lead the Amarillo Sun Poodles 6-1 in the 7th. And from Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, the Wind Surge lead the Springfield Cardinals 4-2. So that's a look around the Texas League. The out-of-10 scoreboard update brought to you by Walmart. Imagine two no-hitters in 3 days or three games for the missions. Goodness gracious. We'll start out in AAA, where the Omaha Storm Chasers lead the St. Paul Saints 6-4 in the top of the eighth inning. Storm Chasers have, they had Austin Cox starting. He allowed 2 runs in 4 innings. Andres Nunez currently pitching. Interesting, Dairon Blanco pulled after a hit. He scored a run. Wonder if there's any correlation with Michael A. Taylor leaving the game in Kansas City. Vinny Pasquantino has 2 hits. Nick Prado a hit. Brewer Hicklin, his 5th home run of the season. Jacoby Jones, his 2nd home run of the season. Prado and Pasquantino both with doubles. Again, Omaha leads St. Paul 6-4 in the top of the 8th inning. Quad Cities was rained out in Dayton today. Hi, A team. In single-A Columbia, well, Frank Mazzucato made his professional debut through 3 scoreless innings. Allowed a allowed a hit, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts. But the Pelicans, 2 in the 4th, 2 in the 5th, 4 in the 6th, 2 in the 7th, and 3 in the 9th beat the Fireflies 13-3. And then at the major league level, the Royals are hosting the Chicago White Sox. That game tied at 2 in the bottom of the 5th inning from Kauffman Stadium. Bobby Witt Jr., his 4th home run of the season in the 3rd inning, gave the Royals a 2-1 lead, but Tim Anderson a single in the 5th off of Zach Greinke to tie it at 2. Now in the bottom of the 5th with 1 out, Lucas Giolito into his 5th inning of work for Chicago. So that's the Royals system. And we look ahead to tomorrow. Alec Marsh will make his 7th start of the year, or his 6th start of the year. 6th? 7th. His 7th start of the year for the Naturals. He'll be opposed by the right-hander Connor Jones for the Travelers. 6:35 first pitch will be on the air with the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show at 6:15. Well, for everyone of the Naturals, my name's Nicholas Batters, saying so long and farewell from North Little Rock. Naturals have dropped 2 in a row. Try and get back in the win column tomorrow. We'll see you then. Take care, everyone.
You've been listening to Naturals Baseball on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network. Today's game has been brought to you by Arvest Bank, by Coca-Cola, by Tyson Foods, by Professional Business Systems, by Unify Financial Credit Union, by Window World, by Indigo Sky Casino, by Walmart, by Straight Lawns and Garden, by Beaver Water District, by Midwest Block and Brick, by the Scott Family Amazium, by Firehouse Subs, by Pickett Construction, by Stanley Steamer, by Plaza Tire Service, by John's Quality Roofing, by Today's Leaners, by the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith, by the 188th Wing Arkansas Air National Guard, by XNA and Breeze Airways, by Golf USA, and by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. To stay up with the club, get your tickets for the next game at Arvest Ballpark, or catch every pitch of the action all season long at NWANaturals.com.